north of Lebanon.
Fears that oil prices will keep skyrocketing.
That would push gas well over $4 a gallon.
Wildfire worries in Southern California.
We packed up and left right away.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Gunfire in South Beirut as Israel steps up its Lebanon offensive and Hezbollah fires more rockets. CBS's Lara Logan is in northern Israel near the border in the target zone.
It's only security services and ambulances on the streets right now. They're stacked across all around me. We've had people inside in the bomb shelters. Most of the shops are closed. A lot of people have left the towns and cities in northern Israel because of the barrage of rocket attacks.
CBS's Kristen Gillespie is on the main road between Lebanon and Damascus, Syria, watching people trying to scurry out of harm's way.
There are suitcases on top of the cars, vans packed with people, some people carrying suitcases, walking, trying to get out of Lebanon right now.
Let's get the latest on the day's violence from CBS's Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes launched punishing strikes against Hezbollah facilities in South Beirut and hit the airport for the second day. Israel says the aim is to drive Hezbollah out of South Lebanon. In northern Israel, residents are in bomb shelters after a hail of Hezbollah rockets. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
Lebanon's prime minister says President Bush called him today, indicating he'll press Israel to ease up. CBS's Peter Mayer is traveling with the president.
As President Bush arrives in Russia, the trouble in the Middle East is quickly dominating the agenda for his talks with President Putin ahead of this weekend's G8 summit. Secretary of State Rice challenges Syria to pressure terror groups attacking Israel.
Syria needs to act responsibly and stop the use of its territories for these kinds of activities.
The U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself, but the administration is calling for Israeli restraint.
CBS News Mideast analyst Fuad Ajami says the crisis is a time of decision for Lebanon.
The Lebanese government is hopelessly and pathetically weak, has very, very little control over its own territory. You can't have a sovereign Lebanese government and an armed militia, Hezbollah, at the same time.
And in New York, CBS's Cammie McCormick says the United Nations Security Council could meet on the Mideast today.
The meeting was requested by Lebanon. Yesterday, the U.S. blocked a resolution in the Security Council that would have demanded Israel halt its offensive in the Gaza Strip. That draft called Israel's military action disproportionate.
Fears over the Mideast violence helped push oil prices above $78 a barrel. Independent energy trader Eric Bolling says this may be the start of a long upward climb.
There's still geopolitics, and there's still great demand for oil and oil products. There's no question that you could see a $100 barrel for oil.
And he says that would boost gas prices here to around $4 a gallon. U.S. drivers use 40% of the world's gasoline. Now to India, where authorities say they've named a third suspect in the Bombay train bombings. In Nepal, four Pakistanis have been arrested on explosives charges, but it's still not clear if they're linked to the India blasts. In Southern California, wildfire at the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest and a situation that could get out of hand.
The big fear here is that this fire will merge with a smaller fire, get even larger, and then begin burning into stands of dead trees. Those trees are kind of like a trail of breadcrumbs, if you will, a trail of fire that will lead right to the resort town of Big Bear.
CBS's Vince Gonzalez says a large new fire break may be enough to spare that resort community. It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The man whose last name is synonymous with beer has been arrested for driving under the influence. Pete Coors, chairman of the Coors Brewing Company, has been busted for DUI. The beer baron was cited on May 28th driving home following a wedding reception. Coors says he and his company continue to advocate responsible drinking. He's just sorry he didn't follow his own advice. Boulder reminding its residents to conserve water.
We ask that people water their lawns no more than every 3 days. Water in the evening or early mornings between the hours of 6 p.m. and 10 a.m.
Ned Williams, the Director of Public Works for Utilities for the City of Boulder, says to also check your sprinkler heads to make sure they're not watering the sidewalk instead of your grass. A Loveland woman is being ordered to spend 4 years in prison for her role in the sexual assaults of 6 of 9 of her own children. 41-year-old Don Rosemary Triggs will also serve 3 years parole and 15 years intensive supervised parole for sex offenders. The assaults occurred in the mid-90s. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we are starting off with a pretty good drive if you're just getting onto the highways. One exception was southbound I-25 getting down through the T-Rex construction project. Those crews were a little bit late picking up the cones this morning, and southbound I-25 was a bit heavy coming down through the bridges approaching University, but that should finally be cleaned up and out of your way off of the highway as you continue that drive down towards the Denver Tech Center. Keep in mind, they have closed the exit ramp southbound I-25 to Bellevue for a paving project that's going to be in place around the clock until Monday morning. You cannot exit there. You'll have to continue on to Orchard and work your way back, and southbound 225 will need to exit at DTC Boulevard. Take a look at your weather for today.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Morning, and it's an honor to have you on the program.
Good morning, Jay.
In your book, you talk about the difference in conservatism, and you start out, which I didn't know, you start out talking about how the fact this book was supposed to be a project between you and the late Barry Goldwater. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I've known the senator since virtually his entire political career. His son and I have been lifetime friends. We were happened to be roommates in prep school together shortly after the senator arrived in Washington in the Senate. And so he's a man, as I say, I've known for a long time. And he and I were talking in 1994, after the Republicans took over the House, about we were really scratching our head to try to understand what was happening to conservatism. We just didn't understand it. They had gotten nasty. They had the incivility was the norm. They were viciously attacking for really almost no reason at all Bill and Hillary Clinton. And the senator said, you know, I'd like to understand what in the hell is going on. And I said, I would, too. He said, well, let's dig into this. He said, I've got papers, I've got documents, I've got contacts, and you have all those things, too, John. Let's dig into this. And that's where it started. Unfortunately, the senator's health was not the best then. It gave out. I realized it was a burden on him, so I set it on the shelf for a while. And unfortunately, his health didn't get better. But I didn't lose interest in the project. So I sort of nibbled and been nudging this project along virtually for 10 years.
So, in the book, in the beginning, you give a thumbnail sketch of what conservatism is, and it's very difficult to come up with a definition. But can you give us an example of what Barry Goldwater, 1964 Republican conservatism was?
I think the simplest explanation of Goldwater's conservatism is he believed that conservatives should draw on the best of the past, not the worst. And when you were balancing in the need to run any society, when you're balancing freedom versus the need for control, that freedom has always got to trump. It's got to take over and be the dominant force rather than government controls. I also add in the book RIP behind Goldwater conservatism because
right.
It no longer really exists.
Now, talk
is that it's never been shared with sort of the general public. These people write monographs and in professional journals to each other. And I waded into this. I had one of the lead researchers who got interested in what I was trying to do and understand it, and he walked me through this. And it really has very startling implications because authoritarianism really explains today's core conservative actions and activities.
6:14, 14 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking with John W. Dean, and the book is Conservatives Without a Conscience. Give us some signs that people can spot of authoritarian conservatism.
Well, there are two types of authoritarians. One are the leaders, who are the smaller group, and the others are the followers. The leaders, by definition of the social scientists that look at them, they're typically men, but they're dominating, they oppose equality, they really are very desirous of personal power, and they're amoral in how they get that power. They've got a lot of other these aren't labels that I'm putting on, or any social scientist. These come up in anonymous testing, test after test of thousands upon thousands of people who fit in these categories. And actually, the study of the leaders is pretty new. It's about the last decade. Now, the followers are both men and women. They're called right-wing authoritarian followers. They're submissive to authority. They're very aggressive in behalf of authority. They live very conventional lives. They're often highly religious people, but they have a lot of negative traits, as do the other the dominators. They can be bullies. They're zealous. They are highly self-righteous. They're often mean-spirited. And we don't get this with just a few of them. This is a repeating pattern with large numbers of them. Now, not everybody will necessarily have every trait. And at one point in the book, I took and summarized hundreds of tests and questionnaires
right.
to get a sampling.
Let me name some names and get your reaction. Pat Buchanan.
I'd say Pat is a conservative with a conscience.
Okay, so there are some people, there are some conservatives out there in the movement who still have a conscience, and
Absolutely.
You would consider Pat Buchanan to be one of those people. What about George Will?
George Will has a conscience.
Okay, how about G. Gordon Liddy? I know that's a loaded question, but I had to ask it.
I'd say he borders on being a psychopath.
Okay, he has no conscience. He's off the map. What about Dick Cheney?
If social science and this empirical information was ranked on, a 10-point scale of authoritarianism, which it is not, but I'm just using that as a hypothetical, I would put Cheney at a 10. I'd put Bush, for example, at a 6, and I'd put many of the people I've used as examples in the book as sort of textbook authoritarians somewhere between, say, 7 and 10.
Now, the thing that strikes me in the difference between now and Watergate is that there were, and a lot of people forget this, and you brought it up and reminded me about it, and I went back and looked it up, not because I doubted what you said, but because I wanted to read it, that there were Republicans involved in Richard Nixon's downfall, and one of those Republicans was Barry Goldwater. Why no checks and balances on the part of the GOP Congress now?
Well, I think that's a very good example of the way authoritarianism works. They don't question their authorities. And we've seen this particularly with the Republicans in this Congress who absolutely have forgiven and exercised zero oversight over this presidency. It's quite remarkable. I started my career on Capitol Hill. The Democrats controlled the Congress. And Lyndon Johnson was in the White House. They still exercised oversight. They did it with Bill Clinton when the Democrats controlled the Congress. Democrats and the left do not test high for authoritarianism at all. They're like herding cats, in fact.
Yet this Congress just goes and follows at will and does what it's told to do. Don't you find that? I think most Americans find that to be very frustrating.
It's not only frustrating, it's frightening because the system is designed where the Congress is to be a check. Now that Bush's poll ratings are going down, you find some effort to distance themselves a little bit, but still they're not really engaging in any exercise of oversight. If Bush loses in 06, I can guarantee you that the last 2 years of his presidency, if he loses either House of Congress, are going to be a nightmare for him.
All right, two quick questions because we're almost out of time here, and I want to ask you these very briefly. Number one, any comments about the Valerie Plame lawsuit?
Interesting lawsuit. I read the complaint. It's what they call a Bevin's action, which is a civil lawsuit for a violation of constitutional rights. I think the case will get stayed by the criminal court until the criminal proceedings are completed.
Okay. And how close are we in this country, because you hear people talk about it all the time, in your estimation, with your knowledge, experience, and the research that you've done in this book, how close are we to fascism?
Well, as I say in the book, authoritarian behavior is proto-fascist behavior. We're not on that road, but we're not very far from that road. Mm. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book.
Mm. Well, all I can say is I'm smack dab in the middle of reading it and can't put it down. Thank you so much for being on here this morning. The book is absolutely wonderful, and it's a public service. Thank you, Mr. Dean. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you. There's John W. Dean, and the book is Conservatives Without Conscience, and you should check it out and read it and get an idea. You read that in The 1% Solution by Ron Suskind, and you get a real idea of what we're up against in this country, and it isn't pretty. We'll repeat that interview a little bit later on in the morning. It's very rare that we ever get anything out of the box like that, but I couldn't pass up the chance to talk to John W. Dean, and the book is just a fantastic book. High today, 99 degrees. There is so much to talk about this morning. John Turk and I were laughing because, you know, I got to be honest with you, we were talking yesterday about news cycles. Usually you come in, and a lot of times you come in, and you think, oh, man, like there's nothing out there. Well, it's open phones today. We'll have Andrew Cohen on a little later on this morning to talk about the Valerie Plame case. If you haven't heard, Valerie Plame and Joseph Wilson are suing Dick Cheney. They're suing Karl Rove. They're suing Scooter Libby. Peter Kors got busted drunk driving. There's a poll out that says most Americans plan to vote Democratic. There's all sorts of stuff to talk about this morning. The phones are wide open with four lines at 303-713-7600. So anything you want to get into, we'll certainly get into it. And let me give you this quote. Let me give you this quote. I just can't resist this. A GOP representative, Steve R. King of Iowa, went on the House floor Tuesday to discuss a fence designed for the southern border. And this is what he said. This fence was electrified wire. He said that this would not kill. We do this with livestock all the time.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Out. Volkswagen, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Ford, Chevy, and that's just the beginning of the list, not the end. And great, friendly, knowledgeable people, too, to help you out, to make sure that you get a good deal. Sure, they're interested in making money, but they're also interested in you being treated right. Why? Because they want you to come back, and plus they want you to have your friends come back and see them, too. Rocky's been family-owned and operated since 1982, which makes almost 25 years of doing business along the Front Range. Rocky's Auto is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit past 9, they'll stay, and things will be fine. Rocky's Autos, check them out online at rockysautos.com, and you can pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve, and check out the marvelous inventory. Watch their television commercials. I'm on a few of those. And also, read their business philosophy. They're just good folks to deal with, so go by, get a drink, cool off, and check out some hot deals at Rocky's Autos this weekend. Matching down incentive going on at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Enjoy a romantic dinner for two for just $59. Where? At the Broker Restaurant downtown. Includes the shrimp bowl salad, prime rib or Alaskan salmon, dessert, and even a bottle of wine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broker Restaurant in downtown Denver.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. morning. It's the hour of absolutely no power. All five of us out here huddled around the radio listening. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. High today, 99 under mostly sunny skies. Although Aaron O'Neill's saying 100 degrees, and who knows, it could get up to 101. As a matter of fact, it's scheduled to get up to 102 on Sunday. So it's going to be hot, hot, hot. And I guess that means no golf for you, huh, Mr. Turk?
I actually have a tee time tomorrow morning, but it's nice and early, about 8:45, so I should avoid most of the heat tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be hot out there. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about on a Friday, it's a Friday tradition. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. And let's go to Michael, who's been hanging on in Golden. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to follow up on your conversation with John Dean.
Sure.
You know, first of all, it was great for you to have him on there because, you know, obviously, or not, I mean, presumably he's a Republican, but, you know, when you're talking about people with a conscience, and, you know, he certainly has a throwback to what the Republican Party used to be. You listen to what he's talking about and you read his book and you look at Fox News and you just have to think to yourself, you know, that Fox News is an enabler of the authoritarian conservative, that they're nothing more than a shill for what he's referring to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. He says in the book that he has become a registered independent and no longer belongs to the Republican Party, and has voted for both Republicans and has also voted for Democrats, but that he realizes that, as he said, you heard him say it on the air, that conservatism, as he once espoused it and once believed in, and that people like Barry Goldwater once believed in, that that stuff is gone now, and that these people are running a new brand of authoritarian conservatism. And boy, you know, when he was talking about it being vicious and nasty, he's absolutely right. It is vicious, and it is nasty. I mean, there are the Trailhead Group. I haven't heard these. And if you have heard it, not only you, Michael, but other people listening, I'd be interested in your take on this. They're running attack ads, apparently, against Bill Ritter early on here, and they're supposed to be very, 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 very nasty. Now, the question I've always wondered is, and it's the million-dollar question that we never can seem to answer, do we do that? I mean, is that how we act? And if we try to stay above the fray, does that equate to a John Kerry / Michael Dukakis campaign in which we lose?
Well, rhetorically, the answer is yes, because if the Democrats want to have principles, that's all well and good. But if the Democrats want to win and take power and then have principles and morals, you have to play their game. You have to get down in the gutter to be in a position to be able to say to the Americans, you know, we're not proud of how we came into office, but now that we're in office, we're going to have integrity, we're going to have morals, and we're not going to behave like Republicans.
Well, the other thing is, do you think people... All right, you know what? You've got to ask people this question. They're going to tell you yes, but I wonder if it's really true. Do you think people are tired of negative, angry sound bites? And if they are really tired of negative, angry sound bites, then why is it they seem to be drawn to negative, angry sound bites?
Well, and you hear this from political strategists all the time, that, you know, people say they don't like it, they don't listen to it, and yet the people that do those are typically the people that get elected.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, but going back to what Dean was talking about and, you know, why I was calling, I mean, you know, I've had a chance to read excerpts from his book, and I find it fascinating how it relates to Fox News and what the propaganda that they put out there, and the 23% of the people that Dean refers to as people that are hardcore, you know, followers of authoritarian conservatism. I mean, that's Fox News' base, and you can find study after study on Media Matters and, you know, other places that these people, you know, and you're aware of this, Jay. I mean, these are the people that believe that Saddam had something to do with 9/11.
Right,
and these,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, I'd say it's anywhere between 23 and 30%.
Right.
And I mean, they're the ones that are never going to run for this presidency, no matter how blatant the proof is. They're never going to run from it, and they're never going to run from the GOP, no matter how blatant the truth is, even if it contradicts what they themselves say they believe.
Exactly. And, you know, so it's interesting that you look at those people and that segment of society, and you look at what Dean's referring to in the 23% of people that are the followers. And there's clearly a correlation between the two.
Yep, there definitely is. Michael, thank you, man. Great call.
Jay, have a good day.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. By the way, coming up at 6:45, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen on the Valerie Plame lawsuit. And you heard John W. Dean talk a little bit about that. Right now, it's 6:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So you're saying today it's going to be a high of 100.
Yeah. Century mark.
Yeah, and I got 99, so it'll be somewhere. And how are we going to know the difference between 99 and 100? How are we going to know what the difference is between those two?
Well, I think it's going to be the number of stalls we're going to see across these highways. That's for certain.
I'm telling you, man, I-70 should be a shake and bake this afternoon. What do you figure?
Oh, no, I think so. You're kind of hung up on the I-70, huh?
Yeah, because you know what? I'm going to lose my front end on I-70 one of these days. I keep telling you that, and you don't believe me. I mean, that thing is, like, horrible.
I'm buying it. I believe it.
And also, by the way, what's with the deal with the cones, of not getting the cones off in time so the Bellevue could be opened up?
You know, There are some mornings, I guess. This southbound I-25 ramp to Bellevue
is closed.
Is closed.
Yeah,
paving.
It was closed this morning when I came through there this morning.
Well, and it's going to be a permanent closure through the rest of the weekend. And I know a lot of us use that ramp, and that means for the next couple of days you're going to have to find an alternate ramp by Hamden or Orchard and try and work yourself back around.
I don't care. I'm not due back here until Monday.
Me neither.
So I don't give a damn if it stays closed all weekend.
But looking at the drive right now, we just basically have the typical delays around town right now, Jay. Southbound I-25 heavy from 104th getting down to 84th. Southbound 225 loaded up from Yosemite down towards I-25. That northbound side of 225 is slow from Iliff to Mississippi. But I-70 is looking pretty good right now, both directions. Take a look at your weather for today.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Cross Sea Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crosty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
And hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One of my favorite rock and roll bands of all time, The Birds. And I got that Graham Parsons 3D set of the reprise sessions, and also has a video DVD that accompanies it that you can buy, and I bought that too, about Graham Parsons' life, and it's really good. So I've been driving around in my automobile listening to a lot of Graham Parsons and a lot of birds. I love the birds. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 99 degrees. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Coming up in a matter of moments here, CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen on the Valerie Plame lawsuit. Right now it's Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
It's going pretty good this morning.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wanted to, you know, we're up to something out here. Actually, I am. I'm putting together a group of about, so far I've got 6 volunteers. And what we're going to do is we're going to be hitting Colorado right-wing radio. And what I mean is listening to you, I've kind of figured out you can get maybe 8 callers in an hour. So I'm figuring 4 or 5 callers in an hour could take over a right-wing show pretty easily.
No, because what they'll do is they'll screen you out.
Right, but you only have about 30 seconds a segment. So if you got 2 guys that get screened out, you know, you got 2 more getting on. And I'm thinking that we can, call them up. The other thing is I'm planning on, giving people scripts and taking them in there as disaffected libertarians. Because I think that we can shave a few points off.
Boy, see, now you're asking me, now you're going to get me involved in something, and you're asking me about something that, man, could seriously get my,
okay,
get my butt kicked. Because I could give you all kinds of pointers on how to get through and how to cause trouble. And some of the tricks that I've pulled on talk show hosts in unsuspecting towns when I've been on vacation.
No. Getting through isn't a problem. We've already been test running this pretty thoroughly, and getting through is not a problem. And most of the screeners, we've got a couple of voice synthesizers, and we've also got it set up so that our caller ID is not going to be showing up,
right,
or it's going to show
so,
up randomized.
All right, and what is the aim of this blitz?
Well, you know, the right-wing noise machine, it depends on the radio. And we're figuring if for the 6 weeks leading up to the election we can disrupt the Colorado noise machine, then, hey, we might make a difference.
I think you're better. But you know what the problem with that is? The problem with that is, and this harks back to Dean's book, if you go look at who the really hardcore followers of right-wing talk radio are, they're into that 30%. So no matter what you call up and say,
right,
no matter how much evidence you present, they're just totally rejected out of hand.
I'm not going to try to convince them. I'm just going to try to get the disaffected libertarians to stay home or to vote, give up a protest vote. I think that's the tact. Converting them, good luck.
you never will.
No, you never will. But maybe you can make them, understand that, you know, that feeling that a lot of them have is legitimate. So, I don't know. It's an idea. We'll see if it pans out, or if it works out.
You know, I think you'd be much better off recruiting people to listen to this radio station.
Day to day. I think that you might have some fun listening to the Mike Rosen show, around the second week of September.
I don't listen. You know why I don't listen? Because I'm sure that anybody, a brain surgeon, a stockbroker, somebody who operates heavy machinery, I'm sure they don't do that on their day off.
Right.
When I hit the door here, man, I don't listen. You know what I do? What I do is I usually delve into my own sources, and I'm very, 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 and I've always wanted to bring this up on the air, that how very sad it is that if you're at home at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon and you want to get some news about how very sad it is that there are no good legitimate news outlets, and that all there is CNN, MSNBC, and then, of course, Fox, which doesn't tell the facts. And so I spent a lot of time reading magazines, books, and I spent a lot of time on the Internet. But you know what, man? Listen, good luck to your project. I mean, if you want to try it, I just don't see it as being something that'll... Because those people, man, their heads are just locked. I mean, they are locked, and you can't... You know, you just can't, it's like...
I'm just hoping that maybe we can shave off 2 or 3% of the Republican vote. I'm not thinking we're going to change the world. I don't think we're going to change a bunch of minds. But I know that they propagate their message through right-wing radio.
And well, that's one of the ways they do it.
Yeah,
that's one of the ways.
And you know, I know that, you know, we won't be able to knock them off the tracks, but, you know, maybe we can slow them down a little bit. And if we can slow them down just enough so that, you know, Colorado, we're running, what, 33% independent, 30% Democratic, and 34% Republican or something. If we can shave off 2 or 3% of those independents or 5% of those independents and either get them to stay home or vote a protest vote, we could win all of the House races we've got going on this year.
I'll tell you something. You want to horrify them? You want to absolutely horrify them? You want to give them something to think about? You want to blow them away? Get on there and plug the John W. Dean book.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Plug the John Dean book. I'm not kidding you, because you know what? You know, I was thinking last night that if moderates and just people who lean a little bit towards the Republican Party were to read this book, they would be totally and completely freaked out. They would be freaked out if they read this book. I am telling you, they would be freaked out, and you'll be
so
freaked out.
So all of my moderate Republicans, that should be on my guest guest list.
Absolutely.
Here for the next couple
and you know what? You should be buying the book and reading it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't gotten to that one. All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day, Jay.
All right, talk to you.
Bye.
All right, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, if you know, you're a moderate Republican, and you might just be listening to the station this morning, for whatever the reason may be, maybe you're going down the dial and you found us, read the John Dean book and find out about the GOP, because the authoritarian conservative movement is not only very dangerous, but it's also very, very unhealthy for you. It's unhealthy for me. And it's unhealthy for the rest of us. 6:41, 19 minutes in front of 7. It's open phones today on a Friday. Coming up, we're going to talk to CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen about the Valerie Plame lawsuit. And Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame already have a website up soliciting defense fund money. And they're going to take this thing all the way. And God bless them for doing it.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
You better get going while the going's good from these highways. Just kind of seeing the usual slowdowns around town. Southbound I-25 from 104th, getting down past 84. Stays busy through the downtown area. And the T-Rex construction still looking pretty good for both north and southbound I-25. Southbound 225, backed up approaching I-70, making your way down towards I-25. And just now starting to see the slowdowns of these eastbound routes as the sun shines hitting the eyes. Eastbound I-70 from I-25 to Brighton is 6th Avenue right around Federal, as well as the Bullard Turnpike from Federal down towards Pecos. Weather today, sunny, reaching a high up into the triple digits, right around 100. We're at 64 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
I love to decorate.
And I love you.
Oh, that so didn't work. Get the roller.
It's the Shades of Summer sale at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Now you can save $7 a gallon on a wide variety of interior and exterior paints and stains. So hurry in now for some great savings. For painting and decorating, ask how, ask now.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
Hi.
Hey.
I really need a manicure.
Whoa.
I know.
What happened?
I broke this nail on macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni?
This one on a brownie.
Brownie.
The pinky nail was from a scrambled egg.
Egg.
Still scratching your dishes clean after they come out of the dishwasher? Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs combine the scrubbing power of Cascade with the grease-fighting power of Dawn. So even sticky food won't stick.
I broke the pinky nail on lasagna, the thumbnail on a scrambled egg.
Maybe you should eat out more.
Cascade 2-in-1 Action Packs. Dishwashing that's truly automatic.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, wind it up in the morning. Get it going with some Stones. 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 99 degrees under mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we'll get back to your phone calls. But right now, we're going to go to CBS News legal analyst, Andrew Cohen. And Andrew, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. 99 degrees, but it's a dry heat.
But it's a dry heat, so it's tolerable.
Exactly.
Where are you, in New York?
No, I'm in Denver.
Oh, you're in Denver also?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize you lived here.
Yeah, I've lived here for 25 years. I'm based here.
Andrew, I'm embarrassed.
You don't have to be embarrassed.
I could have offered you could just come to the studio.
I lay low. I don't want my East Coast friends to know that I live in this beautiful state. You know, otherwise they'd be coming out to visit me all the time.
Well, you could just come to the studio. We could buy you lunch for being on the program.
Well, there you go.
I mean, we could give you some gratis for being on the show.
Are you guys down south off of Bellevue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to come down here sometime.
I will. I used to come down with, and talk with Dan and what's his face, Silverman.
Craig
Silverman.
Yeah, the evil twins.
No. I used to have fun going down there every once in a while, but now I just do it over the phone. It's been so busy.
Yeah, it has been busy. And speaking of being busy, what do you make of the Valerie Plame lawsuit?
Well, I think it's a political and legal complaint, and I think it's going to be defended politically and legally. I think. The facts are pretty set. I mean, I imagine there's going to be some arguing over the facts of the case, but I think it gets decided ultimately on the law and whether the defendants can assert, you know, executive privilege or some sort of immunity to try to get out from under the lawsuit. You know, one of the things that struck me when I read it yesterday, it's only about 20 pages long, and I'm sure people can find it online, is that a very well-known and well-respected law professor, Erwin Chemerinsky,
who will be here, who, by the way, will be in the Denver area here on September the 30th.
Well, he is, he's of counsel in the case. And I have interviewed him and talked to him and gotten his guidance on some constitutional issues. He argues a lot before the U.S. Supreme Court. And he's not the sort of fellow, in my view, who is going to put his name on something that is frivolous. That's not to say that the plaintiffs ultimately are going to win, but, you know, it says something to me that he would be involved in this or be willing to be involved in this, and I think it's going to be really interesting. You know, even if the defendants win, which I think is the way you would want to bet, because rarely do these cases succeed, even if the Cheney and Rove and Libby ultimately win, it's going to take a while, and this case is going to clearly survive through the upcoming election season, and it'll be interesting to see if there are any revelations that come out of it that haven't already been made that change somehow the political dynamic.
Well, it seems to me, though, that Valerie Plame would have a case. I mean, she had a job, and it was a good one. Nobody really knew who she was, and there she was doing her thing, and all of a sudden these guys leak the information to the newspapers. She becomes a public figure, basically ultimately has to quit her job.
Right.
They have to cut their income in half, so they're damaged there. Plus, they damage her career, any chance to move up in the CIA. Doesn't it seem logical that place you would go for that would be to court?
It does seem logical. You know, clearly there are serious allegations. And clearly there is a factual basis to them. The question is whether or not the government's conduct, the conduct of the three people who are named and the other people who aren't named, you know, is somehow protected by the law. The law is set up, whether it's Colorado or federal, to basically protect office holders in a lot of these sorts of situations. You know, that's where the big fights in this case are going to take place, on the law. And in pretrial motions made by the defendants who are going to say that for one reason or another they should not be held responsible, even if they committed acts that a regular person might be held responsible for. So I think that's going to be one of the lines of defense. And I think, you know, it's going to be a nasty political lawsuit, I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Well, that's absolutely mind-blowing, the idea that they could do that. You know, it could be any. It could be somebody else other than Valerie Plame. I mean, we could have a reversal, and this could be a Democratic administration that does it, whatever the case may be, or a local government official that does this, or whatever the case.
And I'm not trying to
I understand that, but it's just mind-blowing that they could do that and then turn around and try to use the law as a cover to be able to get away with it.
Look, I mean, look at the Columbine lawsuit here locally.
Yeah.
And look at the protection the government officials, state actors got in that lawsuit. I mean, I guess my point is that, you know, it is not an even playing field. And there have been policy decisions made by legislators and also courts that are designed to protect, you know, on the margins these sorts of this sort of conduct. And I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm not predicting that the defense is necessarily going to win, but usually in these cases, the defense, you know, has the benefit of an uneven playing field.
Well, look at Scooter Libby. Now he's involved in two cases.
Well, he's in a pickle because. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I think this isn't going to occur very quickly. Usually, when someone is on trial in a criminal case, the civil case is stayed. It is delayed, halted, while the criminal case gets resolved. Now, Louis Libby has a right in the criminal case to refuse to testify, right? He has a Fifth Amendment right. He can just stay quiet, and he probably will. In the civil case, he doesn't have that right. He has to in some way testify. You don't have that Fifth Amendment protection. So clearly what Libby's going to say is, look, I'm not going to give a deposition in the civil case. I'm not going to sort of proceed and give discovery and incriminate myself somehow until and unless the criminal case is resolved. And I imagine that the judge, whoever the judge ends up being in the civil case, is going to be very receptive to that. And that may delay the civil case in, you know, the meat of it until early next year after Libby's criminal case.
Okay, explain this to me because I'm not a lawyer. In the case of Libby, how much chance do you think that there will be that the lawsuit would be thrown out?
Which lawsuit? The civil one?
The civil. We're only talking civil here.
Okay. Thrown out for, on what ground?
I don't know.
Well, I think there's a fairly decent chance that the lawsuit would be thrown out for all three.
Okay.
I think that, you know, obviously you don't know all of the information. I haven't done all the research on the many, many legal issues that are going to be resolved. But, you know, I guess my general sense is that you see very few of these sorts of cases, not because government officials act properly all the time, but because there are, you know, built-in legal hurdles to success when you're a plaintiff in one of these cases. You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I can't imagine there's going to be a settlement, although I suspect if there are some adverse rulings by the court that say, for example, force Dick Cheney into a deposition or something like that, that you might see some sort of a deal. But, you know, I think you just have to sort of sit back and watch and note and remember that, you know, the complaint reads like a political complaint as well as a legal one. It is designed to embarrass the administration and the people involved, and I think that's how the defense is going to play it as well. They're going to go after the Wilsons not just legally in court, but politically out of court.
Well, the reason I ask all that is because I'm having fantasies, and I know that most likely they're going to be unfulfilled, but I'm having fantasies of Louis Libby, Dick Cheney, and Karl Rove giving depositions and the information that will come out of those depositions.
I think that they will be required at some point to give depositions.
Really, you do?
I think it's I think it's a possibility. I think that, you know, the government, the officials are going to try to knock the case out, you know, immediately and say that even if everything that the Wilsons say is true, they can't win as a matter of law. If they get past that hurdle, if the Wilsons survive those motions, then I would imagine that there will be some sort of discovery. And, you know, it's not inconceivable that there would be some sort of private deposition. Look, Bill Clinton was subjected to a deposition in the Paula Jones case.
Right.
And, of course, we know where that led to.
That's right.
It is not beyond the realm of possibility that we could see some discovery here. But, you know, when and how and what that looks like, I don't think anybody can predict.
All right. Andrew Cohen, CBS News legal analyst and Denver resident. It's good to have you on. And one of these days we'd love to just have you come down here and be on in person, and we'll
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
We'll set it up.
All right. Hey, Andrew, thanks for getting up early in the morning and being on the show.
My pleasure. Take care.
Okay. There's Andrew Cohen, CBS News legal analyst. It's 6:54. 54 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones on this Friday. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tony, who's been hanging on in Thornton. Tony, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just think it begins with people being educated and thinking critically and questioning authority. These problems wouldn't happen if we would just begin to question authority. And as a teacher, I use a couple of tools in my classroom to get kids to do that. You know, we have debates and
right.
We look at current events and things like that. But I use a tool to check political compass to see where people fit on the authoritarian or the whether they're non-authoritarian, and it's politicalcompass.com. And you can check your own political compass to see where you fall.
What is that again? Now give that website again.
It's www.politicalcompass.com. And you can check your own political compass and find out whether you're authoritarian or liberal or non-authoritarian, or whether you're liberal and conservative and where you fall in that. It's a quadrant. It looks like a Cartesian plane, an XY coordinate plane. That you would find in algebra, and then you fall somewhere within one of the four quadrants. And the lower left quadrant is for, like, a socialist anarchist, a Noam Chomsky or a Gandhi. It's fascinating to see where people fall on it. And it's a survey. You answer a series of survey questions. But the other thing that we do as teachers is we model. And I belong to a group called Citizens for Peace, and we've been protesting the Iraq War for about over a year, and that's on 52nd and Wadsworth.
Oh, yeah, 52nd and Wadsworth.
Yep, from 12 to 1. And there's a couple of other groups that have sprouted, 92nd Sheridan from 11 to 12.
You guys going to be out there tomorrow?
Oh, you bet.
Well, it's going to be hot, brother.
Oh, yeah, I know. we bring water and the sunscreen and things like that, but you can tell the people who are authoritarian, the people who are more open-minded, you know, by the honking of the horn of the cars, or people who actually throw the half-peace sign or the middle finger at us, and the people who are authoritarian usually stop their vehicle and are very pro-Bush, and they just have to put their say in, you know, which is a good thing. There's a response to it.
Yeah. Anytime you can open up dialogue, do it. I think it's a great thing.
I do, too. Negative response is better than no response at all.
That's right. At least you're shaking them a little bit at the roots and getting them to think.
Yeah, exactly. And as a teacher, you know, I already come in with that, with the group. But, yeah, it's educating people. And I need to read John W. Dean's book to look at the patterns of fascism.
Yes, read the book. You'll really love it. All right, before I run out of time here, plug those locations again in the Times.
Yes, it's 52nd and Wadsworth from 12 to 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's 92nd and Sheridan from 11 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry Creek Peace Vigil on First and University from 1 to 2. And it's 50th and Lowell from 4 to 5 p.m.
All right, man. Good luck out there, and don't get a heat stroke, okay?
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, open phones continues into the 7 o'clock hour at 303-713-7600. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about, so a ton of lines open. So get off your half moons, use them or lose them.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875.
Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Plumes of smoke rose over Beirut as Israeli jets blasted the airport and facilities of Hezbollah, the group that kidnapped two Israeli soldiers on Wednesday. More than 60 people have been killed. There's been a hail of Hezbollah rockets on the Israeli side of the border. CBS's Lara Logan is there.
It's only security services and ambulances on the streets right now. They're stacked across all around me. We've had four rocket attacks earlier this morning, landed on the outskirts of town. This is the first barrage that's hit really in the center.
Two Israelis have died in the rocket attacks. I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. With more on the story, here's Frank Settapani.
Here at home, the Pentagon is brainstorming ideas for getting Americans out of harm's way in Lebanon. CBS's David Martin has that.
Options for evacuating them got a lot more complicated when the Israelis caught the U.S. by surprise and bombed Beirut International Airport, cratering the runways and making it impossible to fly in commercial airliners and simply bring Americans out that way.
25,000 Americans live in Lebanon. Well, he's not out of the woods, but the latest word on Barbaro is encouraging. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what are they saying?
Well, his vet says Barbaro's doing much better just a day after he called survival a long shot at best. Dr. Dean Richardson says Barbaro had a good night, even slept on his side. He says his goal is to make the three-year-old comfortable. If pain management doesn't work, his owners will have a tough call.
If we quit now, people are going to say that we quit too early. If we quit later, people are going to say we quit too late.
But again, Richardson says his condition has improved, Frank.
Wildfires are raging across the West, but none more threatening than a 48,000-acre blaze that's slicing towards Southern California's San Bernardino National Forest, where it could meet up with another fire. CBS's Vince Gonzalez says the two fires combined could take aim at the exclusive Big Bear Resort area.
That's where the firefighters are focusing most of their efforts now, is stopping it from moving into this area where there are large stands of dead trees, trees that were killed by a beetle infestation. The fire gets in there, it's got the perfect tender to move just miles per day very quickly into a very exclusive and expensive area.
In Northern California, gusty winds are fanning a 27,000-acre blaze southeast of San Jose. A Colorado town has been cut off from the outside world. More than 1,000 residents of Minturn, Colorado, have no phone service. Quest Communications blames the outage on a phone cable that was accidentally sliced. Weak car sales put a dent in the economy's fenders last month. The government says retail sales overall were down slightly, though not as much as forecasters feared. Oil's down about a dollar from its overnight record high at $78.40 a barrel. S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The resentencing of a former U.S. Forest Service employee who admitted setting the largest wildfire in Colorado history has been delayed indefinitely. That according to Mark Walter, the public defender for 42-year-old Terry Lynn Barton. Barton was sentenced on state charges to 12 years in prison in 2003, which is twice the typical term. But an appeals court ordered a new sentencing, saying the judge in the case may have been biased because smoke from the Hayman wildfire forced him to evacuate. Walton says the Colorado Supreme Court agreed to review a similar sentencing, and Barton's case is now on hold pending the outcome of that case. Boulder water customers are reminded to conserve even after the deluge of rain.
We know that our temperatures this weekend are going to get into the 90s, maybe into 100 degrees, and we ask that people water their lawns no more than every 3 days.
Ned Williams with the City of Boulder reminding you not to overwater, for example, when it's raining or when the soil's already wet. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it remains a pretty tame drive so far this morning. Accident and stall free around the city. Just the usual slowdown southbound I-25 starting from 104th to 84th and busy across downtown. Just now starting to see those slowdowns on your way in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, getting heavy around Sheridan over towards I-25. Eastbound I-70 slow into the sunshine from I-25 out to Brighton. And 270 sluggish getting across Commerce City. Looking at your weather for today.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Don't miss the fair July 21st through the 26th. Visit ArapahoeCountyFair.com for a full list of fair fun. It's the Arapahoe County Fair. Get there.
Top three reasons I'm getting all new appliances. Number three, my kids keep saying their popsicles taste like lasagna. And number two, when the dryer's on in the laundry room, I can't hear the TV in the family room. And number one, in a way, I get rewarded for it.
Right now, get up to a $200 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate on all major appliance purchases. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 30th in the U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 99, under mostly sunny skies, and it's open phones here at 303-713-7600, and there is a ton of stuff going on in the news, including the problems in the Middle East. And Peter Kors apologizes in drunk driving case. The former Senate hopeful was stopped May 28th near his Golden home after a trooper said he ran a stop sign. Beer magnate and former Republican U.S. That's beer magnate, I guess they say. And former Republican U.S. Senate candidate Peter Kors was arrested on drunk driving charges or a drunk driving charge and is due to appear in court next week. A Colorado State Patrol trooper pulled Kors over after he saw him run a stop sign around the corner from his home at Golden at 11:25 in the evening on May the 28th, according to a Kors spokeswoman. Kors stopped his 2004 green Jaguar in his driveway, and the trooper smelled alcohol, said State Patrol spokesman Trooper Gilbert Mayers. Kors failed a sobriety test and was placed in handcuffs and taken to the Golden Police Department jail. Doesn't he do those drink and drive responsibly ads, Peter Kors? Aren't those on TV? Where he sits there and talks about, well, we'll just wait until you're 21. A breathalyzer test showed that he registered 0.088, which is slightly above the 0.08 blood alcohol limit in Colorado. Now, you know what? Here's my question on this deal is, all right, if it happened back on May the 28th, why did it take so long for it to reach and become public? How'd they keep it out of the media for so long? If it happened back in May. And, of course, it brings back the question of, you know, well, if this were you or me, would we get the same kind of treatment? I don't think that's true. Republicans are in jeopardy of losing their grip in Congress in November, but less than 4 months to the midterm elections, the latest Associated Press Ipsos poll found that Americans, by almost 3-to-1 margin, hold the GOP-controlled Congress in low regard and profess a desire to see Democrats wrest control after a dozen years of Republican rule, further complicating the GOP outlook to turn things around as a solid percentage of liberals, moderates, and even conservatives who say they'll vote Democratic. The party out of power also holds the edge among persuadable voters, a prospect that doesn't bode well for Republicans. What about that? The election ultimately will be decided in the 435 House districts and 33 Senate contests in which incumbents typically hold the upper hand, but the survey underscored the difficulty Republicans face in trying to persuade a skeptical public to return them to Washington, which is great news for us this morning. If you missed the John W. Dean interview, we'll repeat it again next hour. John W. Dean on here talking about his book, Conservatives Without Conscience. We also talked to CBS News analyst Andrew Cohen in the first hour about the Valerie Plame lawsuit in which she and Ambassador Joseph Wilson are suing Vice President Dick Cheney, Scooter Libby, and Karl Rove, and some unnamed others. And we'll replay that, too, as well. We can talk about anything you want to talk about this morning at 303-713-7600. I got tons of open phone lines here. So the phone lines are ready to be used. So whatever it is that you want to get into, if you want to pick up something from earlier this week, or you want to introduce something new, or you want to talk about the problems in the Middle East, what's going on in between Israel and Hamas, whatever it is that you're into, let's do it at 303-713-7600. And I want to ask you if you've seen, has anybody seen, or I get not seen is not the right word, heard. Has anybody heard the Trailhead ad that's running with the attack on Ritter? Has anybody heard that? Because I haven't heard it. And I hear that they have bought some media. And if it is running, if the Trailhead group is at it again, I know they're robocalling on Ritter, but I don't know about any kind of media. And I don't know about radio. I haven't heard any radio ads. Certainly they're not going to buy any on this station. But I wonder if you've heard them on the other radio stations. And if you had, are they as vicious as I've heard they are? Because we've looked around for them here and can't find them. So they may be off the out of the system by now. But I'd really like to know if anybody's heard anything about that, or have you been called by the Trailhead group about Bill Ritter? And what are these robocalls? What are they saying in these robocalls? And, it sounds to me, from what I read in the paper about these robocalls of Ritter, it sounds to me like they're politicking. Isn't that against the law? I believe that's against the law. Here's Bruce at I-25. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
Hey, I got a couple of topics, but I first had a call because I have heard some of the Trailheads. I thought you guys were part of the Clear Channel family, and I don't know how you guys do your advertising, but I'm sure that you could go into the Clear Channel advertising thing because I've heard them on your sister stations.
Yeah, we did. We went in there and looked and couldn't find it.
Really? Because I've heard my name in the other programs, but, you know, your morning competitor and then a couple of the afternoon drive time things, plus Mr. Rosen, who I've heard named this morning. I've heard it on all of those shows. It's basically an ad that says Bill Ritter has never had to make a decision on important issues like the environment, welfare, and some other things, but really focuses on, and he plea bargains 97% of his case. He plea bargained 97%. By his own admission of his cases, and as when he was DA, including murderers and rapists.
Plea bargaining often gets the job done.
Well, I mean that's in the game in a busy prosecutor's office. You want to get him in, get him out, and a lot of times the impact on the victim it's much easier to and much more compassionate to the victim to get a fair plea bargain. They don't say that they don't go into details, and of course they're only either, I think they're 30-second ads, spots or whatever.
Are they nasty?
I guess they're nasty enough. It depends on, truthfully, I'm a Democrat, but I find Democrats sometimes are very thin-skinned, and it really upsets me.
Well, the question I want to ask is if they're nasty, Bill Ritter and should the rest of us, should we be firing back at them, and should we be just as nasty as they are?
I don't know that we should be nasty. I mean, I think it can be simply put, a rational explanation for plea bargains in any prosecutor's office all over the country. I mean, that's what you do. You want to get convictions, and a plea bargain is a conviction just like a jury trial verdict is a conviction. So, either way, you're putting, criminals off the streets. And in some cases, you are saving the victim, the horror of trial, because sometimes victims really get raked over the coals by defense attorneys.
But do you think people listen to rational arguments, or do you think they listen to emotion?
Well, unfortunately, they listen to emotion. I mean, I don't know why. I am concerned. I mean, everybody. I've heard some of your competitors say they're convinced the Republicans are going to lose in the fall, but then I see what happens in San Diego race that we should have won, and it was a totally botched campaign. And I'm worried that, that all we have on the Democratic side is a bunch of whiners, and that's going to turn voters off.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know? I think here in the state of Colorado, we've got people who are not whiners. We've got people who are people with plans, determination, guts, and honesty. And let me give you some examples here. I mean, you know, you're looking at people like Angie Piccioni. You're looking at people like Bill Winter. You're looking at people like Peggy Lamb. I mean, we've got some really, really good people running here.
I understand that. But, for example, with Angie, I just learned last week that, you know, Musgrave has been ducking her forever in terms of wanting to not wanting to debate. But I haven't heard Angie come out strong saying that Musgrave is a wimp and is afraid of her. You know, that's...
Do you think Angie Piccioni should do that? Should Angie Piccioni call her a wimp and say that she's scared of her?
I think she should say that she's ducking her and is not afraid to debate the issues.
Well, she has said that.
She only has a couple of issues that, you know, are that she somehow thinks are important.
Well, she has said that Marilyn Manson Musgrave is ducking her.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard that, and I live in Fort Collins.
Well, you said it on this show, but you know what? I mean, do you think she should come out and say, I mean, this is the heart of the question that I've been asking for the last couple of days. No one really wants to take this up and answer it. I mean, do you think she should stand up and go, okay, Marilyn Manson Musgrave, let's debate. If you don't want to debate, it shows that you're a wimp and you're scared of me. Do you think she should say that, be that direct and say that?
I don't know if in that direct, but I think it can be said forcefully and sound, you know, intelligent at the same time. I think that the Democrats have to have a, you know, sort of a unified message. I'm worried about there's going to be Democrats in Colorado. They're going to, you know, jump off of Ritter's bandwagon just because of his, stance on choice and abortion.
Well, I don't think that's going to, I disagree. I don't think that's going to happen. And I think
look what's happened to Lieberman in Connecticut.
Yeah, but Lieberman in Connecticut is a whole, there are a whole different set of issues that are going on there between Ned Lamont and Joseph Lieberman. The Iraq War is part of it. You don't have that going on here. That's part of it. And then there's some other issues about Lieberman.
I've heard rumblings of people complaining about Salazar.
I've complained about Salazar. So what's wrong with that?
Well, I'm just saying
that's not going to reflect on the 06 races coming up. That's not going to reflect on Ritter, and it's not going to reflect on Piccioni, and it's not going to reflect on Winter, because we know where they stand on these issues, and we know what their plans are and what they're about.
Well, I hope so.
You have to do is go to their website and read what they have to say or listen to them. We'll have them all on again next Tuesday. We'll have the CD7 candidates on next Tuesday, and you can hear exactly where they stand and what they're about. And Bill Ritter will handily tell you immediately what he's about. It's Bob Beaupre who said to the, I believe it was the Rocky Mountain News or the Denver Post, I can't remember which one, when they asked him what kind of what the governorship would look like under Bob Beaupre, he said, well, you'll have to find out.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand. But I'm concerned that there are you know, people in the Democratic Party that either
who's too far to the left? I mean, most of them to me, I believe, are mainstream. I think it's the Republicans like Marilyn Manson Musgrave who are out of the mainstream. I mean, she's against stem cell research.
I don't disagree with any of that.
Out of the mainstream. You know, we're in the mainstream, if anything. If you look at the polls, we're in the mainstream. They're out of the mainstream.
No, I understand that. I'm concerned, you know, nationwide as much as I am, here in Colorado.
Well, nationwide, we're in the mainstream, and they're out of the mainstream.
But there are races nationwide, I've heard, where, for example, there are, you know, disaffected Democrats who are going to be running as, you know, independents to try to pull the votes, and that's going to, you know, what happened in some of the national elections.
But you're always going to, that's what a primary is all about. A primary is always about primary challenges, and you're always going to have that. But the Lieberman...
I'm talking after the primaries.
Well, Lieberman says he's going to do it. He's petitioned to get on the ballot. Because, you know, if you look at that race, it's all about Lieberman. It's not about anybody else. It's not about the state of Connecticut. And it's not about the Democratic Party. It's all about Joseph Lieberman. As a matter of fact, he even calls his organization, Lieberman for Connecticut. It starts with his first name. It's all, or his last name. It's all about Joseph Lieberman in that case. I mean, you know, when you're in the minority party, it's very hard to get your message out. But we've got good, capable candidates on every level. State legislature. We've got good, capable candidates here in the state. I mean, the best I've ever seen, man. And you know what? We're going to kick some major rear. We are going to kick some major rear. And, you know, this whole thing about Democrats whining, we don't whine. What we do is we put our finger on what things are, and we tell what it is. And if you look at most of the major things that are in under discussion right now, we're in the mainstream. Even if you go to immigration, we're in the mainstream, not out of the mainstream.
And I recognize all that, but when I give an example of Democrats whining or bringing something up, you know, the only place I've heard any discussion in the national media about, for example, the closing of the Bin Laden office at the CIA is on your station. I've never heard it on the major networks.
Harry Reid stood up on the floor of the Senate and said something about it.
Yeah, but I didn't see it on the. I don't see it on the media.
How much TV do you watch? I mean, you got to ask yourself these questions. I mean, how much do you see? How much do you read? I mean, maybe you just happen to miss it.
I read a lot. I don't see a lot of TV. I admit
well,
that.
Well, then maybe
I,
you know, maybe you just happen to miss it that day.
Okay.
And you know, I agree with you. We can always do a better job of capitalizing on things. Like I think people who live in CD7 ought to know that Bruce O'Donnell. Once wrote a essay talking about how he wanted to destroy Social Security, and I think he should have to answer up for that, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, pal. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Did you want? I have a little, just one comment regarding the flame suit.
Sure.
Is it Andrew? I think is that his name? Who you were just talking to?
Yeah, Andrew Cohen.
We're talking about the preliminary. The initial motion is going to be a motion to dismiss based on governmental immunity. If it was a well-pled complaint, they would have pled something that they did, you know, beyond the scope of work. And so, yeah, they should survive that initial procedural hurdle. Libby can just, you know, can take the Fifth in the civil case, but that's used against him. And I think that will be, but it'll be interesting. I'm really excited about that.
I'll tell you, man, I just want to hear some depositions. That's all I want to hear. Bruce,
right.
Thank you, man. Stay cool today.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later. It's Mike O'Donnell, isn't it? It's not Bruce. It's Mike O'Donnell. Is it Bruce O'Donnell? Did I have it right on that? Sometimes I have trouble with names. All right, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? And I got three open lines here this morning at 303-713-76.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing.
That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
$3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability. Not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net.
99. Going to be high. Hot. High and hot. 99 degrees. So take appropriate measures, like water, sunscreen. What, John?
Or just close all the doors and windows and crank the AC.
Just crank the AC up and pray that Excel doesn't have a hernia. I'm going to tell you this. This is a true story. Mary and I are living in Chicago. It's 100 degrees outside. Con Ed has a power failure. There is no air conditioning. And it doesn't just last for 5 minutes. It goes on for several hours. Man, it was hot.
Well, people die when that happens in Chicago.
Oh, they had old people die. They had a ton of elderly people die. You know, and Mayor Daley, his only comment to the whole thing was, well, people die in the heat. And it was a mess. And it was like no elevators. And you're going up and down those stairs in the heat. And we got the dogs. We had these two dogs. We had a Welsh Corgi named Emma. And actually, we had three dogs. We had a Welsh Corgi named Emma. We had an Italian Greyhound, which we love very much, named Papito Hen. And then we had a mutt named Reinhardt. And you got to go up and down those stairs to walk the dogs. And man, I'm telling you, it was a killer. It was so hot out there. And it did. It did kill people. It did kill people. I'm fortunate in the fact that Mary likes to drink a lot of water. So we always have a ton of bottled water in the house. I mean, Mary can't go anywhere without a bottled water. So we always have a ton of bottled water in the house. But man, that whole situation turned ugly. Here's Sherry and Parker. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, I did listen to the Bill Ritter ad on one of your sister stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it to be kind of the passive aggressive, where, you know, I did find it rather nasty to myself, but, you know, I think that rather than doing the whole eye for an eye deal, you know, maybe we should do, you know, take a page from the Hickenlooper campaign a few years ago, where it was, take the high road and don't be, you know, slinging mud back and forth. I thought the Hickenlooper campaign was fantastic.
Yeah, but then there's also the page out of the Kerry campaign where he got swift-boated and responded too late.
Well, yeah, and I definitely agree with that, that he should have stood up for himself a lot sooner than that. But, like, with the whole Marilyn Muskrat thing and Angie Pitoni, I think that Angie Pitoni is taking a good line on that and, you know, take the high road. But, you know, definitely make it known that she, well, pretty much is worthless.
Well, you know something? I wonder if Berger would come on and talk to us about this. I wonder if he would. We're going to put in a request and ask him to come on and talk about it. And, you know, I guess what he would say is, well, I'm ready. He told me a long time ago at a Democratic dinner, and I can't, I mean, you know, I think it was in Weld County, which was one of my favorite events of the entire year in Weld County. There's such good people up there. And I went to that, and I was sick that weekend, too, on top of it. He told me, he said, I know they're going to come after me, and we're ready for it. So I trust him. He's a man of his word, and I trust him that he's ready. So it's going to be very interesting to see what his response is. I find it very interesting that the Trailhead group and those folks are out early attacking him so early in the campaign. Does that mean that Beaupre is trailing already in the numbers?
Well, I think so because of the whole Holtzman deal. You know, let them eat their own. You know, that's the way I look at it, is let them take care of themselves, because if all they've got is to sling mud at Bill Ritter, you know, then obviously they're not doing so hot. And if all he can answer to in terms of how his governorship will be is, well, you'll have to wait and see, then that's kind of a wimpy attitude to take.
All right, last question very quickly because I'm running out of time here.
All right.
Here's the question. All right. Does Ritter respond? Do Democrats respond, or do they take the high road and risk getting a swift vote like John Kerry?
I think you have to just kind of pick and choose your battles. I do think that, like, Lieberman, you know, he's just a Republican and Democrats close.
I agree.
But I do think that, like I said, from the Hickenlooper campaign, I was very impressed with how that went. And I think that, you know, there is a way that you can be diplomatic about it and make it more of a positive campaign than to turn around and, you know, you can say, listen, look at what they have to do. They have to sling mud, you know, in order to get anywhere.
Well, that's what Ned Lamont is doing. That's what his current campaign ads are saying in Connecticut about Lieberman. Sherry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713. We won't get swift voted again. 731, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Aaron O'Neill on the 100-degree day, or 99. We won't know the difference anyway, will we, unless
no.
we officially check.
No,
we're not,
no.
We're not going to know. How's? Let me ask you right off the bat. I don't want to throw you off here or anything, but how's my favorite Roadway 70 doing this morning?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because it was a little bit slow from I-25 getting out towards Colorado. It's actually gotten better. So now's the time to go. If you have to make that run eastbound I-70, maybe heading out towards the airport, you're not going to have any problems.
Okay.
Westbound side's up to speed, too. It's really just kind of the usual slowdowns around town this morning. Really nothing out of the ordinary. Southbound I-25 heavy approaching 104th now, getting down to 84th, and then again I-70 to Spear. Northbound I-25, we're a touch slow right around Hamden, getting up past Yale, and then no problems into downtown. Southbound 225, really busy coming in from Aurora, just after Parker Road, down towards I-25. Eastbound 6, a little sluggish right around Sheridan. And that drive 270 has actually gotten worse if you're coming across Commerce City. That starts from just after I-25, getting down to Vasquez. Checking that weather today, yes, it's...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy, by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment, where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
And yes, boys and their toys. They've even got a few Corvettes out there as well. They've got it all, and they've got great people to help you out, too. They know their automobiles, and they're out there with one thing in mind, and that is to get you a really, really good deal. Why? Because they want you to come back, and they want you to recommend your friends. Mary and I have been going to Rockies since 1997, and as I said, Mary bought a car there. She loves the thing. It's a gas saver, so with gas going up, Mary's not going to get penalized at the pump, and she drove it all the way to Mount Evans and back the other day, and it did great. So, you know, the Marvin family is here to stand tall for Rockies Autos because I'll tell you, they have always done right by us. Rockies is family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on almost 25 years. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come a little bit past 9, they'll stay and take care of things, and things will be fine. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. Check out the inventory and look at their TV commercials. You can see those as well. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Matter of fact, I'll be out there today. Maybe I'll run into you.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, Bill Maher, New Rules, The Talent Given Us, Basic Instinct 2, and Weed Season 1. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 736. 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 99 or 100 if you listen to Aaron O'Neill. And here we are. Yeah, we won't get swift boated again. All right, it's open phones. Talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jesse in Westminster. Jesse, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'll make this short and to the point, and I hope some Democratic campaign managers are out there listening to this. The reason why the Republicans win is because they're to the point, they're organized, and they're forceful. Whether they're, you know, right or wrong, that's why they're winning. The Democrats are 180 degrees off that. They're scattered, unorganized, and they're not delivering a consistent message, and they're not doing it early enough, and that's why they're losing. So until the Democrats start to learn what the Republicans are doing, they're going to continue to lose, and they're going to lose this fall too.
Well, I don't think they're going to lose this fall, and I think that yeah, we can always improve things, but I think when you're in a minority party, and Bill Clinton said this the other day here in Denver, and he's really right about this, when you're in a minority party, it's very hard to get your message through because you can't get anything done, you can't get anything passed, everything is blocked. And I think that you've got another thing going on too, and that is when you're in have races for the House of Representatives. And you have races for the Senate, even though the national media refuses to accept this and constantly beats up the Democratic Party and makes it part of conventional wisdom. Each individual has got to run their own campaign in their own district, revolving around some local as well as national issues. And if you don't have that, then there's no reason, really, to turn out and really to vote for that person. But I think there's areas where Democrats are definitely united on. Deficit reduction, health care, college affordability. Those are just naming a couple. You know, Iraq is also in there as well. There are varying plans on how to get out of Iraq. And there are some Democrats who don't want to get out of Iraq. But we don't walk lockstep. But then again, if you read the John Dean book, and I'm going to repeat the John Dean interview next hour, we don't have that authoritarian streak like the Republicans do.
Okay, well, until the Republicans appeal to the masses, and that's how they win votes, and that's how they win elections.
No, they appeal through fear and manipulation, and also voter voter suppression. Now, you're not suggesting that we would do the same thing. You don't think we should use fear, do you?
No, all I think the Democrats need to do is present the facts. When they start
getting
voted, all they do do is just lay out the facts about their opponents, and they'll win. But they're not doing it.
Give me an example of where this isn't going on.
I can't give you a specific example, but, you know, the Democrats, when they take the hot road, there's taking the high road and there's winning elections, okay? What do they want to do? That's what I have to say, Jay. Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, I mean, you don't want to carry the conversation any further. I respect that. I mean, I think we can learn a lot, and I think we do have problems. I think there's no question about that. But, you know, I don't see it. I mean, I think there's a lot of hangover. There's a lot of hangover left out there from, you know, the Kerry campaign and from his lack of responding to the Swift boat to issue. And I think Democrats are not going to make that mistake again. And I don't think we're as bad off, and we're our own worst enemies. I think there are areas that we can improve. I think there are a lot of areas that we can improve. I think there's a lot of areas that we can rally around. And I think one of the things is, you know what, we have to believe with all of our hearts and minds that we are in the mainstream. If you look at the public opinion polls reflect what you and I think. The majority of the public opinion polls reflect what you and I think. 66% of this country believes, according to a Time magazine poll, that the country is on the wrong track, and that it's time for a change. Now, how Bill Ritter responds to Bob Beaupre, I don't know if this, I don't know if this gubernatorial election is going to get nasty or not. How he responds to the Trailhead group, I don't know about that. I haven't talked to anybody in his campaign, and I would love to have him come on here, and I would love to ask him about those kinds of attacks. I think we're all dying. Deep down inside. I think we're all dying deep down inside. You know, it's like watching a fighter, and the fighter's on the mat, and you're sitting there at ringside, and you're, come on, get up, get up, get up, get up, and you scream, get up. And the fighter's barely is getting up, and you're screaming, get up, get up. And what we want to see is we want to see the fighter come up off the canvas, and we want to see the fighter throw a haymaker and blow out the other guy. And during the Kerry campaign, a lot of us sat back there and said that. I mean, a lot of us sat back and went, oh, man, come on. Get off the canvas. Get off the canvas. Get off the canvas. John Kerry didn't do it. He didn't do it. He should have done it, but he didn't do it. And he had bad advice because I've said this on the air. I know you think the same way. If that had been me and they had said those things about me, I would have said, you know something, George W. Bush, you tell me exactly where you were and what you did during Vietnam, and I want an answer, and I want it now. But Kerry didn't respond. But this is not 2004. This is going to be 2006. And I can't speak for the entire country, but there are some dynamic Democrats running out there, some dynamic Democrats who have plenty to say. And we've got dynamic Democrats running on all levels here in this state that makes sense. And we just have to articulate our case, and I think we're doing that as best we possibly can, being in the minority party. For instance, I would say to my moderate friends out there listening, do you want every aspect of your life run by somebody? Do you want every aspect of your life? Do you want your moral life run by somebody? Here's an article today in the Rocky Mountain News. Focus on the Family is none too happy that John Malone's Liberty Media could be the new owner of the Atlanta Braves. The Colorado Springs-based religious group is organizing a grassroots effort to stop the man it calls a porn magnate from acquiring the ball club from Time Warner in a stock swap, citing Liberty's ownership of hotel room services On Command. On Command, available to hotels including the Four Seasons and the Starwood Hotels resorts, offers adult movies along with a menu of Hollywood blockbusters. You know what? They are not porn merchants. Mary and I have stayed in numerous Four Seasons. We stayed at the Four Seasons in Las Vegas. You know, they've got the adult movie section in there, but nobody is forcing you to go buy the adult movie section. Okay, that's your choice if you want to. Mary and I don't particularly like those, so we don't. But we like to sit there and we like to lay in bed and watch the Hollywood blockbusters. And they also have internet access. I would say to those of you that are moderate, I would say to those of you that are you know, maybe going down the dial, you find the radio station for the first time, you're listening to me, or you just listen every day, or you listen every couple of days, and you're hanging around, and you're listening. You know, think about this when it comes to the GOP, which is dominated by people like James Dobson, and the Democratic Party. Do you want somebody who is going to go in to your hotel room and is going to make that choice about what you can see on television, that's going to make that choice for you, because that's what Dobson and these people want to do. They want to make that choice for you. It not only enriches them, but it's also authoritarian, and they are trying to control your life. I myself, I don't like those movies, so I believe in using the marketplace, and I don't order them. But I don't want James Dobson making that decision for me. That's why I'm a Democrat and not a Republican. And these are the things I think we should begin to start to talk about more, in my opinion. For those of you who may be sitting in Tom Tancredo's district, and you're thinking about either Tom Tancredo or Bill Winter, do you want to support a political party, which is the GOP, which would go into your hotel room on your vacation or when you're staying for business and say, you know what, here, you can't see this, and you can't see that, and you can't see this. That's none of James Dobson's business, and that's none of the Republican Party's business. And I'll tell you, we're talking about your own individual freedom here. And to me, the only clear, sane choice is to vote
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
From after I-25, as you make your way across Commerce City down to Vasquez, one-off-highway problem with lights flashing red at Sheridan in Dartmouth. That gets to be busy. Treat that as a four-way stop. Weather for today, got another hot one and tap. In fact, record highs as we get into those triple digits, right around 100. We're at 69 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Defining your listening device.
Radio is an intimate medium.
With sincerity and passion.
Talk radio is a cult of personality.
AM 760 is your meeting place for debate.
You can disagree in America on politics and still be friends.
And you're home for Al Franken.
I've been on the front lines here, my friends. I think I'm right in the mainstream of liberal American thought.
The Al Franken Show.
I think most Americans don't know it, but they're liberal.
Tomorrow morning at 10.
I bring the funny.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Hey, where were you last year? What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good morning. High today, 99. Could be up to 100. Mostly sunny. You know what they're calling for on Sunday? 102 degrees. Trust me, I won't be out of my house on Sunday. I'll be sitting there with the air conditioning. I know. Conservation. I'll be sitting there with a fan. I'll be sitting there having Mary fanning me while I'm watching and eating grapes. Having her fanning me and eating grapes while I'm watching Meet the Press. Mary, could you make it a little faster, please? Yeah, right. Let's go to Ian in Westminster. Ian, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Jay.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Jay. I just want to weigh in this morning with the opposite view. I've been hearing a lot of negativity coming from people about, the Democratic Party and the way we're approaching these races. And, you know, people have to realize that we have to be in a response mode because we're not in power. And
that's
we're,
exactly right.
We're answering to what's been going wrong, you know, for the last 6 years and longer than that with the Republicans in power. And there's just so many different issues that they've missed the mark, that they've, created huge messes with, that, of course, we're going to be in this mode of constantly pointing out negative things that are going on. And that's just because of the position we're in. We're in response mode. We're trying to get back in power. But they're the ones that have been responsible. They're the ones that are responsible for the messes that are going on right now. And, people need to realize that the image of the Democratic Party comes from them just as much as it comes from political heads. They need to be positive about our movement and realize that we're doing what's right and trying to fix this.
Yeah, I agree. We are in the response mode. And I would say to anybody who's on the fence, voting-wise, as somebody who's moderate, or I would even say to our conservative buddies, our wingnut buddies over there, tell us one right thing that George W. Bush has done. He's even, as a matter of fact, been AWOLed on the Israeli-Palestinian problem. He just recently spoke up about it, yesterday? For the majority of his administration, he hasn't said much of anything about it, and now that whole area is in flames, and he hasn't been proactive in that area at all. I mean, what has this guy... Seriously, what has this guy done that has been right?
He literally has not done anything right. I can't think of a single thing that I've been happy with that he's done. And the fact that we're in Iraq and that we've spread our resources as thin as we have is creating the problems, and it's creating, our lack of response. The reason why he doesn't respond to that is because he knows there's absolutely nothing he can do with our resources being spread so thin.
He can't do anything about North Korea. He can't do anything about Iran. He can't do anything about the high price of gas. You know, gas, we haven't even discussed that this morning. The barrel of oil, because of what's going on in the Middle East, has now gone up again. Gasoline is going to rise again. Colorado drivers should expect the average cost of a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline to eclipse $3 as early as today. He can't do anything about that. He has no energy plan. I mean, I just ask any clear-thinking individual. I'm not saying that people on the Democratic side are perfect. I'm not saying we don't have our problems and we don't have people who make dumb moves, stupid votes, make stupid comments, can be extreme. I'm not saying, you know, both. I'm not saying we don't, you know, that we don't, because we're not perfect, because nobody's perfect. But what one thing has this guy done? What has he done? First is Bob Beaupre, who's running for governor. What does any, can anybody tell me what Bob's plan for the state of Colorado is?
Well, you know, they don't have a plan. Their plan is basically to take what the lobbyists have written for them as bills and put them into
exactly.
action so that corporations can make more money, and so that the hardworking people of this country, their voices can be quieted, and they'll do anything to quiet the voices of the hardworking people of this company and to push out the agendas of the corporate conglomerates that are in power today. And that's who's in power with this party, corporate conglomerates.
I agree.
Big money interests, that's what's in power today. And the races that we have going on locally are so important to change that climate in Washington. These are the people that accept or deny those bills that are being written by those lobbyists, and that's not going to change until people realize that the Democratic Party is about positivity. And, you know, Democrats aren't perfect when it comes to that part of politics either. And the only way we're going to make this change is to put more say back into the voices of common people. And that's only going to happen by people staying positive and not talking about the Democratic Party being about whiners. You know, if you're a Democrat, is it really pushing your focus?
You know what? I admit to whining like a stuck pig because I am so upset over what's going on in this country and the law and the erosion of civil liberties about a chief executive who has broken the law 750 times, about a Congress that, unlike the Congress during Watergate, doesn't have the guts to stand up to their own president and say that you have broken the law. I'm whining. I'm squealing like a pig. I want change, and I want change now, and I'm not ashamed of it, and I'll tell any conservative, any wingnut wants to call this show, they're more than welcome here, and we may not agree, but, you know, they can call in nevertheless. But, you know, I'm upset. I'm upset about this stuff, and I desperately am like you. I mean, I'm desperately seeking change, and we are the party of change. That's just the way it is. That's what we are. Ian, thank you. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for what you do. I really appreciate it.
You got it, man. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. Cool.
Yeah, you
okay.
too.
Okay. Right, just going to tell him to stay warm. Hello, Jay. This is not December. 303-713-7600. Open phones, two open lines. I mean, I don't think being angry gets it, and I don't think that you know, we should be shouting and screaming and yelling. And I know sometimes I have a tendency to get passionate, and I have a tendency to get a little loud. And you know, I'm try to watch that, try to curb that. But there's just so many things to lay out to say. Well, listen, I mean, what has the administration done? What has the Congress done? And the answer has been they haven't done anything. I mean, this stuff is out there, and they haven't done anything. All right, if you missed the interview with John W. Dean, we'll replay it coming up after the news and take more of your calls here. It's open phones. I got two open lines. Anything you want to talk about on this Friday morning, 713-7600, 303. You want to talk about the price of gas going up? You want to talk about the problems in the Middle East? You want to talk about Peter Kors getting busted for drunk driving? Or focus on the family's latest move to try to take movies out of your hotel room? Whatever it may be. We'll talk about it and the John W. Dean interview coming up again right after the news here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He must be lost. Bob!
Beaupre! He said he'd stay with us.
$50 million. Where is it?
The new hospital for veterans.
Hundreds of new jobs.
We're losing them all. Beaupre!
Hold it. A newspaper. Beaupre ditches Washington. Misses vote. Hospital funding killed.
Why leave us stranded?
To campaign for governor.
Beaupre's condition. It must be spreading.
Republican congressman. Run amok.
He'll try and hurt others.
This way. No! No!
The story continues at bobislost.com.
Paid for by New West Fellowship.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
I'm Kristen Gillespie in Beirut. Normally, the city would be packed with residents and tourists, but because of the bombings and rocket attacks by Israel, people are staying off the streets, they're staying inside, they're closing their shops, and tourists are quickly checking out of their hotels. The road into Beirut from Syria is nearly empty, but the other side, the side leaving the country, is jam-packed with cars, suitcases piled on top of SUVs, cars with people, vans, public buses, all sorts of ways to get out of this country, and people can't seem to be getting out fast enough. I'm Kristen Gillespie in Beirut, and for more on this story, here's CBS News correspondent Lara Logan in northern Israel.
Israeli policemen are at the scene where four rockets have just landed in the town of Nazaria. This is one of the towns in northern Israel that's been the hardest hit. There are ambulances rushing to the scene, but casualties are likely to be low because most people are staying inside their homes, inside the bomb shelters. They've taken the word of the authorities here very seriously, and many of them have left, gone south to safer parts of Israel.
I'm Frank Setapani. For 25,000 Americans living in Lebanon, there's no way out. CBS's Charles Wilson has that from Washington.
A senior State Department official says the best advice for U.S. citizens in Lebanon now is to stay where they are and let the U.S. Embassy in Beirut know how to contact them. While the department did issue an authorized departure for non-essential officials at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut, it noted there was no need at the moment to get into cars and try and drive out of the country.
In Iraq, gunmen attacked an army checkpoint near Kirkuk, killing 11 Iraqi soldiers. An attack in Baghdad took the lives of five Shiite religious pilgrims. Whether he lives or dies, Barbaro is showing he has the heart of a champion. Live to CBS's Peter King. Peter, what's the latest?
Well, just a day after he called survival a long shot at best, Dr. Dean Richardson, his vet, says Barbaro had a good night, even slept on his side. He says his goal now is to make the three-year-old as comfortable as possible.
The reality is that we are doing the best we can to make the appropriate judgment.
He says the next few days will be crucial to survival, and he has said that owners would likely euthanize him if this regimen doesn't work. But again, this morning he says his condition has improved, Frank.
The biggest of Southern California's wildfires is threatening to evade a national forest where it could merge with a second blaze. CBS's Vince Gonzalez is on the scene.
From the distance, it looks like the column of smoke is coming out of the mountaintops. At night, it's an orange glow. Occasionally, you can see a flame, but it's mostly just this orange glow, almost like lava moving down a mountain as the fire moves down, consuming the scrub towards the desert floor.
Japanese officials say they found boxes of banned beef in a shipment of turkey and ham from the United States. That mix-up comes at a bad time. Japan is moving to lift a beef import ban it imposed after a mad cow scare. The mix-up could raise new questions about U.S. export controls. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 55. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
The Michelin Man wants you to join him in the pursuit of driving pleasure. And he's willing to offer a financial incentive. Right now, you can get a $50 mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four new Michelin MX Series Touring tires. Visit your Michelin dealer from July 1st to July 31st to maximize the enjoyment of your car and get a $50 mail-in rebate. To find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com. Michelin, a better way forward.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. New Orleans has dropped its bid to play host to the 2008 Democratic National Convention. That leaves only Denver, Minneapolis, and New York in the running for the event. It is expected to bring 6,000 delegates, 14,000 guests and family members, and 15,000 media representatives. Officials hope to pick a city by November. The Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau says economic benefits could exceed $200 million. Boulder City is asking you to conserve on water. Some tips include watering lawns no more than every 3 days. Also, watering in the evening or early morning is another suggestion.
Make sure their sprinkler heads are adjusted appropriately so they're watering their yards and not watering the sidewalks or the driveways.
Ned Williams, Director of Public Works for Utilities for the City of Boulder, also suggests watering trees, shrubs, and veggie gardens with a handheld hose or a low-volume irrigation system. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And it shouldn't be too bad for you from the highways if you're just getting out and about. In fact, we're starting to see a little improvement for some areas. Eastbound Highway 36, sluggish right in between Federal and Pecos, but the westbound side is rolling up to speed right now. Eastbound I-70, no delays if you're driving over from I-25, maybe making your way out towards the airport. Westbound side's checking clear. Starting to get a little heavy now. Northbound I-25 approaching Hamden up past Yale, and once you clear that, wide open into downtown. Southbound I-25 loaded up from 104th to 84th, and then from I-70 to Spear, as well as that drive through the T-Rex project. Take a look at your weather for today. Sunny and a hot one. Highs right around 100 degrees. We've warmed up to 76 already. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in gross...
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two
to Las Vegas.
Thunder Mountain of Denver,
with the best pricing,
the best financing,
and all bikes fully serviced
and ready to roll.
Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months.
No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles
with approved credit.
Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at ThunderMountainOfDenver.com.
Fine. All for just $59 for both of you. Make reservations today at the Broker Restaurant in downtown Denver.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 99 or 100 degrees, which is what Aaron O'Neill's calling. Mostly sunny, and check this out, on Sunday, a high of 102. It's open phones this morning, but I want to repeat the John W. Dean interview, which we did smack dab right out of the box this morning at 6:10. John Dean has got a brand new book out called Conservatives Without Courage. It's a without conscience, rather. It's a scary, scary, scary book, and I'm right in the middle of reading it. And we had Mr. Dean on this morning, and here's the interview. Conservatives Without Conscience. It's a book I recommend that you definitely, definitely get into and read. And the guy who wrote it is our special guest this morning, John W. Dean, who is no stranger to controversy and really no stranger to anybody. And Mr. Dean, good morning, and it's an honor to have you on the program.
Good morning, Jay.
In your book, you talk about the difference in conservatism, and you start out, which I didn't know, you start out talking about how the fact this book was supposed to be a project between you and the late Barry Goldwater. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I've known the senator since virtually his entire political career. His son and I have been lifetime friends. We were happened to be roommates in prep school together shortly after the senator arrived in Washington in the Senate. And so he's a man, as I say, I've known for a long time. And he and I were talking in 1994 after the Republicans took over the House about... We were really scratching our head to try to understand what was happening to conservatism. We just didn't understand it. They had gotten nasty. They had the incivility was the norm. They were viciously attacking for really almost no reason at all Bill and Hillary Clinton. And the senator said, you know, I'd like to understand what in the hell is going on. And I said, I would too. He said, well, let's dig into this. He said, I've got papers, I've got documents, I've got contacts, and you have all those things too, John. Let's dig into this. And that's where it started. Unfortunately, the senator's health was not the best then. It gave out. I realized it was a burden on him, so I set it on the shelf for a while. And unfortunately, his health didn't get better. But I didn't lose interest in the project. So I sort of nibbled and been nudging this project along virtually for 10 years.
So in the book, in the beginning, you give kind of, or try to give kind of a thumbnail sketch of what conservatism is, and it's very difficult to come up with the definition. But can you give us an example of what Barry Goldwater, 1964 Republican conservatism was?
I think the simplest explanation of Goldwater's conservatism is he believed that conservatives should draw on the best of the past, not the worst. And when you were balancing in the need to run any society, when you're balancing freedom versus the need for control, that freedom has always got to trump. And it's got to take over and be the dominant force rather than government controls. I also add in the book RIP behind Goldwater conservatism, because
right.
It no longer really exists.
Now, talk to us a little bit about authoritarian conservatism.
Well, this is what I found and was totally aware of, a massive body of study that's been going on literally since the end of World War II, where social scientists tried to begin to understand whether it could happen in America, what happened under Hitler in Germany and Mussolini in Italy. Could that happen here? And the short answer is yes. And they have spent, 50 years studying this. It's very sophisticated material. And what's striking about it, though, is that it's never been shared with sort of the general public. These people write monographs and in professional journals to each other. And I waded into this. I had one of the lead researchers who got interested in what I was trying to do and understand it, and he walked me through this. And it really has very startling implications, because authoritarianism really explains today's core conservative actions and activities.
6:14, 14 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking with John W. Dean, and the book is Conservatives Without a Conscience. Give us some signs that people can spot of authoritarian conservatism.
Well, there are two types of authoritarians. One are the leaders, who are the smaller group, and the others are the followers. The leaders, by definition of the social scientists, if look at them, they're typically men, but they're dominating, they oppose equality, they really are very desirous of personal power, and they're amoral in how they get that power. They've got a lot of other tapes. These aren't labels that I'm putting on, or any social scientist. These come up in anonymous testing, test after test of thousands upon thousands of people who fit in these categories. And the study of the leaders is pretty new. It's about the last decade. Now, the followers are both men and women. They're called right-wing authoritarian followers. They're submissive to authority. They're very aggressive in behalf of authority. They live very conventional lives. They're often highly religious people, but they have a lot of negative traits, as do the other the dominators. They can be bullies. They're zealous. They are highly self-righteous. They're often mean-spirited. And we don't get this with just a few of them. This is a repeating pattern with large numbers of them. Now, not everybody will necessarily have every trait. And at one point in the book, I took and summarized hundreds of tests and questionnaires
to
get a sampling.
Let me name some names and get your reaction. Pat Buchanan.
I'd say Pat is a conservative with a conscience.
Okay, so there are some conservatives out there in the movement who still have a conscience, and
absolutely.
You would consider Pat Buchanan to be one of those people. What about George Will?
George Will has a conscience.
Okay, how about G. Gordon Liddy? I know that's a loaded question, but I had to ask it.
I'd say he borders on being a psychopath.
okay, he has no conscience. He's off the map. What about Dick Cheney?
If social science and this empirical information was ranked on, a 10-point scale of authoritarianism, which it is not, but I'm just using that as a hypothetical, I would put Cheney at a 10. I'd put Bush, for example, at a 6. And I'd put many of the people I've used as examples in the book as sort of textbook authoritarians somewhere between, say, 7 and 10.
Now, the thing that strikes me in the difference between now and Watergate is that there were, and a lot of people forget this, and you brought it up and reminded me about it, and I went back and looked it up, not because I doubted what you said, but because I wanted to read it, that there were Republicans involved in Richard Nixon's downfall, and one of those Republicans was Barry Goldwater. Why no checks and balances on the part of the GOP Congress now?
Well, I think that's a very good example of the way authoritarianism works. They don't question their authorities. And we've seen this particularly with the Republicans in this Congress, who absolutely have forgiven and exercised zero oversight over this presidency. It's quite remarkable. I started my career on Capitol Hill. There were the Democrats controlled the Congress, and Lyndon Johnson was in the White House. They still exercised oversight. They did it with Bill Clinton when the Democrats controlled the Congress. Democrats and the left do not test high for authoritarianism at all. They're like herding cats, in fact.
Yet this Congress just goes and follows at will and does what it's told to do. Don't you find that? I think most Americans find that to be very frustrating.
It's not only frustrating, it's frightening because the system is designed with the Congress is to be a check. Now that Bush's poll ratings are going down, you find some effort to distance themselves a little bit, but still they're not really engaging in any exercise of oversight. If Bush loses in 06, I can guarantee you the last 2 years of his presidency, if he loses either house of Congress, are going to be a nightmare for him.
All right, two quick questions because we're almost out of time here, and I want to ask you these very briefly. Number one, any comments about the Valerie Plame lawsuit?
Interesting lawsuit. I read the complaint. It's a what they call a Bevin's action, which is a civil lawsuit for a violation of constitutional rights. I think most likely the case will get stayed by the criminal court until the criminal proceedings are completed.
Okay. And how close are we in this country, because you hear people talk about it all the time, in your estimation, with your knowledge, experience, and the research that you've done in this book, how close are we to fascism?
Well, as I say in the book, authoritarian behavior is proto-fascist behavior. We're not on that road, but we're not very far from that road. Mm. That's one of the reasons I wrote this book.
Mm. Well, all I can say is I'm smack dab in the middle of reading it and can't put it down. Thank you so much for being on here this morning. The book is absolutely wonderful, and it's a public service. Thank you, Mr. Dean. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, there's John W. Dean, and the book is Conservatives Without Conscience. You definitely ought to check it out. Open phones underway here at 8:16, 16 minutes after 8, and I got three open lines, 303-713-7600. If you want to comment about what John Dean just had to say, or you want to talk about something else, that's okay, too. It's Friday. You know we do open phones on Friday. So whatever it is you want to get into, let's get into it at 303-713-7600, whether it's rising gas prices, the problems in the Middle East, the fact that there's a poll out that most Americans plan to vote Democratic. Pete Kors gets busted for drunk driving. Don't they have a drink responsibly campaign going on in the Kors people? Well, I guess he won't be appearing in those commercials anymore, will he? We'll just wait until you're 21. By the mountain stream there, which he and his buddies on the right wing are ruining. Making a toxic. Anyway,
get the good stuff. Want to know the two secrets to extending the life of your vehicle? Get your oil changed every 3,000 miles and only use high-quality oil filters, like the Napa Gold Oil Filter. It traps 45% more dirt than the leading brands. And now, when you buy two Napa Gold Oil Filters at your local Napa Auto Parts store, you'll get a Napa Filter's 40th anniversary hat free. It's only at participating Napa stores and only good while supplies last. Napa. Get the good stuff. Get the good stuff.
Pecos. 270's really loaded up this morning. Those southeastbound lanes from I-25 down to Vasquez. And southbound I-25 just now starting to slow up, getting down through the bridges from Broadway down through University before it opens up into the tech center. Weather today, another hot, sunny one on tap. Highs up around 100. We've warmed up to 77. Aaron O'Neill, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Does your car or truck need tires? Get the confidence to enjoy a full driving experience with Michelin tires. You can get your next set of Michelin tires at Sam's Club. Stop by Sam's Club today and get Michelin tires and enjoy a full driving experience.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada,
Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM760.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8 at AM760, Progressive Talk. I've talked to you for a long time about Purina One and what a difference it's made in the life of Coco and Jackson, our Welsh Corgi and our Minpin, and they've been on it since they've been puppies, and it's really been great. And we asked for you to write in and to tell us your experiences with Purina One. And Stephanie wrote in and said, I began feeding my flat-coated retriever, Maggie, Purina One dog food several years ago. We began feeding her Purina One and noticed a remarkable difference in a month. Everyone around us would comment on how beautiful she was, and when I had to ask how we made the coat shine so vividly. And we kind of get the same responses about Coco, too, and also Jackson. Complete strangers, dog lovers, and local vets would rave about how beautiful she was, but more so her coat and her skin. No one believed us when we told them that it was only Purina One and that it could be purchased at any local store. Maggie also put on just the right amount of weight, and better yet, she loved the food. To this day, people everywhere talk about her beautiful coat and insist that I must be doing something else to make it so beautiful, but I always tell them that it's Purina One dog food, and we get the same response with Coco and Jackson, same thing. People want to know, wow, how'd you get their coats that way? And it's Purina One. And you know what? If you haven't taken the Purina One Challenge, well, now's the time to do it. Call this number, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. And get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. That's 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Kmart.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about someone's story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can. Volvo for life. As part of Volvo's year-end sales event, lease a new XC90 V8 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Defining your listening device.
Radio is an intimate medium.
With sincerity and passion.
Talk radio is a cult of personality.
AM 760 is your meeting place for debate.
You can disagree in America on politics and still be friends.
And you're home for Al Franken.
I've been on the front lines here, my friend. I think I'm right in the mainstream of liberal American thought.
The Al Franken Show.
I think most Americans don't know it, but they're liberal.
Tomorrow morning at 10.
I bring the funny.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:22 minutes after 8. High today, 100 degrees under sunny skies. And look for the high on Sunday to be 102. It's open phones with me, J. Marvin, 303-713-7600. Yeah, now I've been thinking about this more and more. I'm going to bring this up to Aaron O'Neill at the bottom of the hour. If Bill Ritter becomes governor, and I believe that he will, I want to start a drive that he named part of I-70 after me. The part with all the ruptures in the roadway.
We could maybe name a pothole after you or something like that. I don't know if he'll get a whole stretch of road.
But you don't think I could get like a whole... I want to get Bill Ritter on here and ask him.
Why don't you just adopt a highway litter control and just get like a certain, like a mile of the highway that you can clean up like once a month or something like that?
Because I'm not into backbreaking labor. So do you think we can book Bill Ritter on like next week or something, and I can ask him if I can have like a stretch of I-70? Or is that a federal deal? Is that a federal deal because it's a federal highway? Is that how that works? Oh, God, then I'd have to go to Ken Salazar, wouldn't I? You know, I'd get nothing with Wayne Allard. That's for damn sure. All right, let's go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, Steve. How's it going with you?
Good, good. Thanks for the interview by John Dean. That was good.
You bet.
What I would like someone to ask him, though, because I don't think anybody has yet, is why he doesn't think we're on the road to fascism yet.
Well, he lays it out in the book, and I didn't want to let the whole thing out of the whole cat out of the bag, because after all, the idea of him getting up early in the morning and appearing on the show is to try to get you to buy the book, and you should buy it and read it.
You mean in light of signing statements and NSA wiretapping and no congressional oversight? I'm afraid that we're there.
Well, read his book and see what he has to say.
All right. My main call, though, was to get back to this conversation about Democrats and what's wrong with us.
Right.
I think we have the great ideas. There's no doubt about that. What I see is a real problem that people aren't talking enough about yet is something like Joe Lieberman saying he'll run as an independent and if he loses the primary. And not only that, people like Ken Salazar saying that he'll support him if he runs as an independent. That's like cutting our own throats.
Well, I think there are a lot of people out there. We've been over this ground before. You know we have. And I think there are a lot of people out there who are not happy with Ken Salazar for various reasons. And, you know, for me, this is another one. Chalk it up with being another one.
It sure is. I'm very, very disappointed. I mean, we're all big D Democrats, but we should all be small D Democrats. And if Lamont wins the primary, I hope he does. But if he doesn't, I'd support Lieberman because I'm a Democrat.
Yeah, you know what? I feel exactly the same way.
You know, if Lieberman does this and the Democratic establishment supports him, it'll split the party right down the middle. They'll be icing out progressives like me and caving into the DLC crowd. And I don't know if that's a party that I want to stay in.
Oh, boy. You know what? Speaking of that, the DLC is going to have a meeting here in Denver. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be here. Hillary Clinton, Tom Vilsack, all those people. And
going to be open to the public?
No, it's not going to be open to the public. And I got a note from management that said, well, maybe we should do a remote show from there, or maybe we should cover it. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, I'm not really a big DLCer, but I wouldn't, you know, I'd love to have some of these people on the radio with me.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Give them the forum.
But I'll hold my nose.
Let them try to convince us, but I think there definitely should be a progressive presence there.
Yeah, I just, you know, what I want out of the Democratic Party is a progressive populist viewpoint.
Absolutely.
in which office holders stop making decisions that hurt their own constituents, such as Salazar's vote on that draconian, terrible bankruptcy bill.
Isn't that terrible?
I mean, that's all I want. And that's what I said, you know, what I said earlier, I said about this, that we really are in the mainstream. It's just that the media pounds on us on a daily basis, and right-wing talk radio pounds on us on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
But if you go look at most of the polls that are out there, most Americans stand with us. They don't stand against us. There is a new AP Ipso poll that says, with 4 months to the midterm elections, by a 3-to-1 margin, people are going to vote Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll quote a little bit from the article for you. Republicans are in jeopardy of losing their grip on Congress in November. With less than 4 months to the midterm elections, the latest Associated Press Ipsos poll found that Americans, by almost a margin of 3-to-1, hold GOP-controlled Congress in low regard and profess a desire to see Democrats wrest control after a dozen years of Republican rule. Further complicating the GOP outlook to turn things around is a solid percentage of liberals, moderates, and even conservatives who say they will vote Democratic.
Yep.
Now, that's one thing. Now, let me give you example number two. Focus on the Family and James Dobson. Okay, big influence on the Republican Party. Karl Rove calls James Dobson. They're going after Jim Malone's Liberty Media.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, you know, I've stayed in these hotels, and I've looked at the On Command, and yeah, the adult movies are there. I don't watch them. You know, you probably aren't going to watch them. But you know what? The thing is, I want the decision of my own personal life to be able to make the decision what I want to see and hear. I don't want James Dobson and the GOP making those decisions for me, and that's what the GOP is all about. Now, if you're listening to this conversation and you are a political moderate, I mean, tell me, where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us? I think you stand with us.
And that's the argument for the moderate Republican. What I want as a progressive in my Democratic Party is a party that will consistently stand with the people over the corporation. And the bankruptcy bill that you mentioned is a perfect example. It was written by the banks and the credit card companies for the banks and the credit cards card companies to screw the people. And Democrats who voted for it were, again, I think, cutting their own throats.
Well, they were hurting their constituents.
Absolutely.
And I'm tired of them hurting their constituents. And it's about time in this country, and we ought to entertain it here in the state of Colorado, we ought to have public financing of election campaigns. Steve, thank you, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you. One line open at 303-713-7600. I mean, ask who you stand with. I mean, do you want to be with my, you know, my buds down the hall here at the other two radio stations, the conservatives over there, who stand with people like James Dobson? I mean, they'll stand in the same party with people like James Dobson, who wants to go into the hotels, okay, the Four Seasons and the rest of these hotels, and wants to take out the selection of adult movies and go after Omni Media because they claim they're pornographers. Okay, well, first of all, here's what I want to know. James Dobson, did you go into one of these hotels and watch the adult movies? I've never seen them, so I don't know whether they're pornography or not. But did you go watch them? This is number one. One question I want to know. Did you go see them? How do you know? Oh, you had quote-unquote researchers check it out? And number two, shouldn't the final arbitrator, since I'm over the age of 21 and I'm an adult, and my wife is over the age of 21 and she's an adult, shouldn't the final arbitrator of what we see in our hotel room be us, not you, and not the federal government? Shouldn't that be it? Am I getting too angry? I'm getting too angry. Okay, here's a question for you, Aaron O'Neill.
Yes.
Is I-70, is that that's a federal highway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Bill Ritter couldn't name like a stretch of that after me.
Well, I don't know. We could push for it.
I mean, we could try, right? Because I believe he's going to be the next governor, but it might be a federal deal, and as you know, I'm probably not going to get any attention paid to me from Allard or Salazar, so there's no chance of that happening there. So I'd have to settle for, a state road, I guess. But since I talk about I-70 on the air all the time, I think I-70 should be named after me. It should be the J. Marvin Highway.
I'm going to call it the J. Highway.
Or the J. Highway or something.
How's that sound?
On the J. Highway, better formerly known as I-70, where one of the only highways in America where you can find rods, camshafts,
mm-hmm.
and other parts of people's automobiles left behind because it's rattled the hell out of them. It's a federal deal, so I guess I'm not going to have that happen.
Well, you aren't going to leave your friend front end up there today, that's for sure, if you can hop out right now, because it's great shape right now. We're looking good on the east and westbound side. Everything's up to speed right there. In fact, we're starting to see a lot of break across the rest of these highways. South Bend I-25 looking much better. Coming in from the north end of town, looks like the Boulder Turnpike has loosened up in those eastbound lanes. Six avenues wide open if you're on your way in from Lakewood. We're still very heavy if you're getting across 270 in the Commerce City area. That eastbound side starts to slow approaching I-76 down to Vasquez. Southbound 225 still loaded up from after Parker Road down to I-25 and busy through the T-Rex project. But pretty quiet drive from the highway so far this morning. Looking at your weather today, another sunny and hot one and highs up in the triple digits, right around 100 degrees. We've warmed it up to 77 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM760 Progressive Talk. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing or a generous cash allowance on most Chrysler vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for details.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown.
Check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
So, you got it, Dex?
Think so. You want an interior decorator that takes personal checks, has a feng shui influence, and gives a free consultation?
Yes, indeedy, Dex.
That leaves one. Zen Decorating, 555-6799, where Eastern meets Bestern.
Well, I hope their decorating is better than their slogan.
Hey, I just call them like I see them.
DexOnline.com, the fastest way to get the most complete local info. More search options make getting the right info easier than ever before. DexOnline.com, it's the one that gets used. Dex knows.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, so I'm off warranty now, and I got a few issues, you know.
like noisy brakes. Shocks, but don't hold up my rear end like they used to. And, whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say we got it.
Keep cool on the road this summer with great coupon specials from Checker, like Peak Ready Use Antifreeze Coolant, just $2.99 a gallon after rebate. And with qualifying Fram, Prestone, or Autolite purchase, you can have special discount coupons to save up to $32 on four tickets to the Mile High Nationals NHRA drag races on Saturday, July 15th. Want coupon savings? We.
And your satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 100 degrees, says Aaron O'Neill. And he ought to know because, man, heat in the weather department and also traffic. All right, it's open phones here. Let's get back on the phones here. And let me go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Just a couple of things. I don't think you'll find very many Democrats that disagree at all about how Senator Salazar has pretty much disappointed most of us. However, I think we need to keep in mind what the alternative was, and that was Mr. Pete Coors. In talking with so many Democrats, they all agree, with very few exceptions, that Mike Miles would have stood much stronger for Democratic principles, but we can only blame ourselves at the state convention for putting forth Ken Salazar because of name recognition running against Pete Coors. Now, we have an opportunity in four more years to turn that around. We need to continue to put pressure on Senator Salazar to live up to the Democratic principles under which he was elected. We also need to keep in mind that the alternative would have been Mr. Coors.
And I hear that a lot from people. And I'm not, look, I wasn't here when that happened, and I'm not blaming anybody for voting for Ken Salazar over Pete Coors. I would have done exactly the same thing.
Sure.
And
sure,
I understand all the dynamics involved there. But my feeling is that was then, and now is now.
Now is now.
And if Ken Salazar, I mean, what I would like to see is if Ken Salazar does not get it together. And this whole thing, as Steve brought up, I mean, supporting Lieberman, even if Lieberman decides to go outside the party, I mean, this whole thing and the bankruptcy bill and, you know, I mean, it's like, look, either pull it together or I would like to see a progressive challenger take him on in a primary.
And I think that will happen. We, as Democrats, those who elected him, and he is from our state, we need to put an extreme amount of pressure on him, not only after November when we take back both the House and the Senate in Washington, but we need to put the pressure on him now. You know what's also very disappointing, real quickly, I write to Salazar and to Allard all of the time.
Yeah, I do too.
I get an answer back from Allard. Even though it's a form letter, I get an answer back every single time. I know I have written no less than 10. I have never heard back from the senator that I helped elect.
I have to be fair, I have to tell you I have heard back from Salazar.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
But I will tell you this much. I'll tell you something about about him. We can never, ever, ever get him to come on the radio. He will never do it.
That speaks for itself, doesn't it, Jay?
Well, he just won't. I mean, we put in requests, and he just won't do it.
Well,
he likes to do KOA, though. Man, he'll go over there and do KOA every chance he gets, but he won't come over here and he won't talk to us.
You bet. And I think Pat Wack needs to be pressured into putting state pressure on.
Yeah, but she really can't. Pat Wack is the best people in the world.
Yes,
and
she is.
She can't bend his arm and make him. He's got to want to. And he and his natural, I mean, his supporters are here, and he won't come and he won't talk to us, even if it's something that doesn't involve him. But Lord, if it's something that involves him, when he was a member of that gang of 14, we tried like hell to get him on. I wanted to talk to him about the dangers of Alito being on the Supreme Court. He would not come on. He just won't come on. It's like he does not know who we are.
At this point, I hope he enjoys his 6 years, because that's all it will be.
Well, you know what? We'll have to see. Michael, thank you.
Jay, take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Stay cool.
Thanks.
All right. Let's go to Chris in Indianapolis. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's great to talk to you. I used to listen to you in Chicago on the old WLS.
Oh, wow, man. How warm is it out there where you are?
Oh, it's probably about 85. It's very humid. So
How hot is it going to get there today?
Probably about 89, 90, I think.
Well, it's going to be 100 here. You want to come out here?
Well, it's about the same, so we've got all the humidity, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, anyway, it's good to hear your voice. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a former Republican, and I used to follow Rush Limbaugh and all that about 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And when Bush was nominated for the ticket, I didn't think he was the best candidate. And so, you know, and I found the party just increasingly becoming difficult to support with all their, you know, religious stance and, you know, and I'm an agnostic, so I don't fare very well with the religious conservatives. And I just felt that I had to leave the party, and so I voted Libertarian and, you know, independent for other candidates. And I'm thinking that this year I'm just going to vote straight Democratic, because I think we really need the changes in our government. There's so much damage that's been done. It's going to need to be replaced, and I also want to see some committees to be, you know, to investigate what this president's done in this administration.
Well, I mean, we are the mainstream. I mean, if you look at where most people's heads are at, you're talking about the Democratic Party. That's, I mean, who you're basically talking about. If you look at most issues, there may be some issues where we may differ. But the majority of people in this country believe that this country is on the wrong track. And we believe that we progressives believe that the country is on the wrong track. The majority of the country, in poll after poll, shows that they support the idea of universal health care coverage, that they want some kind of universal health care coverage, that they're tired of the escalating costs of health care. We believe that. The majority of the public believes in some kind of reasonable immigration program. We believe in that. The majority of the public believes in a raise in the minimum wage. We believe in that. It's the Republican Party and the GOP, despite what the media keeps saying over and over again, that they're the ones that are not in the mainstream. They're just not in the mainstream, and that's why guys like you can't find a home there anymore.
Oh, no, I feel totally alienated. You know, it's like Ronald Reagan once had a saying about when he left the Democratic Party. He felt, I didn't leave the Democratic Party, the Democratic Party left me. Well, I would say, conversely, hey, I didn't leave the Republican Party, Republican Party left me. You know, and that poll you had that you just cited from AP, you know, regarding the undecided voters and, you know,
right,
people like me and that, I think there's going to be a big change, and I'll tell you what, if I were Bush and Rove and all those guys, I'd be sweating bullets, because it's not looking very good for them. And I'll tell you, I just pray and hope that, you know, the Democrats are able to regain control. And, you know, like you said, a lot of the people, here in Indiana, it's one of the reddest states.
Yeah, it is.
And people here, you can't talk to them. If you say, well, you know, what about with the Democratic side of the, you know, argument, they'll say, oh, those liberals, you know, and they don't want to hear anything.
Well,
but
you know what? But a lot of that is also in the approach. I mean, maybe instead of doing it that way, try asking them, all right, name me one thing right that George Bush has done. Name me one thing right that the Republican-controlled Congress has done. And finally, here's the last question I'd ask you. Are you happy with the state of the nation?
Right.
instead of getting into all this thing about, and when they start down the road about, well, those liberals and blah, 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 you know, then you say to them, well, look, anybody can throw around labels, anybody can throw around names. You know, let's just, not that you're hiding from anything, but let's just stick to the issues, you know, of the questions I've asked you. I mean, can you look me in the eyes and can you honestly tell me that you're happy with the direction of the country? And if you're happy with the direction of the country, tell me what it is that you're happy about. And try it from that direction. You know, as John Dean said in that interview, he says 23% is are the core followers that no matter what happens, they're never going to change. I think it's somewhere between 23 and about 30%. There are those people who you are never going to reach. You can't do anything about it. It doesn't make any difference. But it's the people that you want to talk to who don't fit into that category of between that 23 and 30% who you want to talk to them. But it, I think a lot of it all comes, you know, in kind of in the way you approach them. And I've learned that from doing this, that you do far better off in kind of an indirect approach than you do by just saying, well, George W. Bush is a fascist and the country screwed up. Well, you know, that doesn't say, I mean, that says something, but it doesn't really, it's not really saying like, well, why doesn't George W. Bush, why doesn't the Republican Congress, you know, it's not all Bush's fault. Why doesn't the Republican Congress have an energy program? Why,
oh, exactly.
You know, so the result is we're paying more now, we're going to pay more now for gasoline.
And it's going to go up with, you know, the Middle East.
Entry, yeah,
you know,
I mean, where has George Bush been on the Israeli-Palestinian question?
Yep.
You know, all of these things, he asks these people about it and see if they can answer it. And if they don't give you the answer you want or if they hide behind some kind of rhetoric, well, then, you know, the only thing you can do is you can, you just got to let it go. But at least what you did was at least you planted the seed and maybe somewhere down the line they'll think about it.
Exactly. It's just, it's a little bit uphill battle. Like here in Indiana, the local radio stations, it's all this right-wing talk radio.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. I know. It's terrible and it's tough.
No, and your former station there, I used to love LS. I mean,
yeah,
I remember 15 years ago, you had a lot of diverse voices on there. Catherine Johns, and then there was a couple people during the day that were, you know, middle-of-the-road type people. But now, my goodness, it's horrible.
It's all right-wing. Well, that's one of the reasons why I had to get out. And, of course, you know, they're always talking about this, about how I got fired. But I asked them to let me out, and I'm glad to be gone. Chris, good to hear your voice. Call in again sometime.
All right, take care.
Take care, man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there's a disaffected Republican. And there's probably more of them out there somewhere. But I think it's all in how you talk to people. And it's taken me a long time to learn this. And I'll tell you something else. You've taught me a lot about this, about how to talk to people. I've gotten a lot of it from you and your criticisms and your emails, which I do try to read even though I can't answer all of them. One line open at 303.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Save big on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get $19.96 prices.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE. 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
www.professionalautobody.com.
Professional Auto Body. 561-FREE.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver,
see Colorado's biggest
and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons
and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle.
Ride home on a bike today
and enjoy a free trip for two
to Las Vegas.
Thunder Mountain of Denver,
with the best pricing,
the best financing,
and all bikes
fully serviced
and ready to roll.
Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months.
No money down
and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles
with approved credit.
Thunder Mountain of Denver,
off I-70 in Pecos,
and online
at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Steiner Series Windows, Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number 14, the aging pickup truck.
All right, already. So I'm off warranty now, and I got a few issues, you know. Like noisy brakes, shocks what don't hold up my rear end like they used to. Whoa, what the hemi was that? Anyway, the stand-up guy that drives me? Forget about it. Gives me brand name oil and filters, top shelf wash and wax, and when I need a replacement part, he don't mess with no amateurs, know what I'm saying? Always goes to the pros that say, we got it.
Keep cool on the road this summer with great coupon specials from Checker, like Peak Ready Use Antifreeze Coolant, just $2.99 a gallon after rebate. And with qualifying Fram, Prestone, or Auto Light purchase, you can have special discount coupons to save up to $32 on four tickets to the Mile High Nationals and HRA drag races on Saturday, July 15th. Want coupon savings? We got it.
So now when your pickup needs a pickup, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Running out of gas can be a nuisance. If Bonfils Blood Center runs low on blood, their life-saving services can stall. This summer, help keep blood supply levels on full. Donate twice over the summer, and you may win a trip for two to the Riu Palace Cancun, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 303-363-2300, visit bonfils.org, or make a pit stop at Bonfils Blood Center and give blood fuel for life.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:52. 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 100 degrees. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And predicted high for Sunday, 102 degrees. Whew. It's going to be hot. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, and let's go to Sean in Boulder. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I wanted to call and give you some what seems like good news to me.
Okay.
I've been concerned about voting after all the stuff we've been hearing about, especially the Rolling Times, or I'm sorry, the Rolling Stones article.
Right.
And so I inquired about it for Boulder County, which is where I live. And I found out I could become a polling judge, and I actually completed the training last night. And I want to report to you and the listeners that it seems to me that Colorado has done a very good job legislatively and as implemented by the county clerk of addressing many of the issues that have plagued recent elections in other states, and that it seems to me that we're in pretty good shape.
So we are in good shape. So our votes are, our integrity is pretty protected.
Well, as far as I can tell, we don't, first of all, we're not using diebold machines. We do have electronic machines, but they're not diebold. And they make a very big point to us judges, especially the supply judge who maintains all this stuff, about chain of custody. And, for instance, like San Diego electronic machines will be coming home with polling judges before the night of the election, but their chain of custody is protected. The machines are sealed, and if the seals are broken before the polling judges can all get together and verify everything, that machine isn't used until an election official comes out and verifies that the machine hasn't been tampered with.
Now, is that just in Boulder, is that just in Boulder County, or is that statewide?
I can't speak about other counties because it's handled county by county, but since these are all Colorado statutes, if other counties are following the statute to the same degree that Boulder is, they are probably in pretty good shape as well.
Well, we can thank Ken Gordon and the Democrats for that.
Yeah, the electronic machines have a paper trail, so you can verify as you're voting that the machine is recording your votes as you cast them. And if you find a discrepancy, you can call a judge over and have that cast nullified and try again. If the machine does it more than once, it's taken out of service, and the election officials come and check it out. There's implementation of provisional ballots. That's been in place before, but they really have a policy of saying that we will make every effort to turn away nobody. Anybody that comes to vote and has a legal right to vote shall get to vote. And as long as they come in at, between 7 and 7.
Yeah, let me if I can find this real quick. And I had a heated discussion with a guy on the phone about this, and I shouldn't have gotten so heated with him. But I think it's down in Pueblo. Now, here it is. No, it's Colorado Springs in El Paso County. Check this out. And I just vehemently disagree with this. The state should make it mandatory for people to show proof of citizenship when registering to vote. El Paso County Clerk Recorder Bob Balink told county commissioners on Thursday, while citizenship is required by federal law, Balink said he has no way to verify whether a person is a citizen. He thinks a birth certificate, passport, naturalization papers, or a certified copy of a birth certificate should be shown when registering. In Colorado, people are asked to affirm their citizenship during registration process, but are not required to show proof. Balink testified during a special session last week in favor of a bill that would require proof, but the measure failed. I mean, first of all, do we have any proof that illegal aliens have tried to vote? That's number one. Number two, how many of us can't find our birth certificates? How many people, what happens if you don't have a passport?
Well, I know where my birth certificate is, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, suppose you can't find it. So under this guy, Bob Balink, so under his idea, I guess Mr. Bob, sir, never mind the fact that this may not be constitutional, I can't find my birth certificate, sir, and I don't have a passport. My passport's expired. So all I have is a driver's license. I guess I don't get to vote. So I guess I get turned away at the polls. Before we start making laws, don't you think we ought to have proof that we need these laws? For instance, don't you think that this guy, this El Paso County clerk and recorder, Bob Balink, B-A-L-I-N-K, don't you think he should have to go before county commissioners or would have to go before the legislature and say, all right, I have proof in my hands that illegal immigrants have voted, instead of getting caught up in this big illegal immigrant hysteria that's going on now? I mean, it's just ridiculous, man.
I asked the people that were training last night about IDs because, in fact, you don't even have to show a picture ID. If you show a current utility bill, for instance,
right, that should be enough.
That's considered enough to establish your identity.
And that ought to, and that's where it ought to end.
I asked him about that. I said, well, how do you know the person is the person that the bill belongs to? And they said, well, we don't necessarily know that, but that's what the statute is.
Yeah,
and
that's what it says. Hey, listen, I hate to cut you off. I'm out of time.
Right.
I'm running out of time. Hey, Sean, thank you, man. Thanks for the valuable information.
I love what you do. Thanks, Jay.
All right, I love you too, man.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Our first myth, visiting Los Angeles is too expensive.
Pish! Get an extra $50 off Flight Plus hotel deals to Los Angeles.
Myth 2, museum artifacts are quite fragile.
Ha! Bet you've never seen a gnome riding a brontosaurus. Whoopsie.
Book Flight Plus Hotel together and get an extra $50 off. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel. Restrictions apply. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Top three reasons I'm getting all new appliances. Number three, my kids keep saying their popsicles taste like lasagna. And number two, when the dryer's on in the laundry room, I can't hear the TV in the family room. And number one, in a way, I get rewarded for it.
Right now, get up to a $200 Home Depot gift card by mail-in rebate on all major appliance purchases. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 30th in the U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, Marvin.
Al Franken.
Ed Schultz.
Randy Rhodes.
The Majority Report.
This is AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Cahill. Explosive developments in the Middle East, casualties in northern Israel after new rocket attacks from Hezbollah, and thousands of people are in bomb shelters. Israel has unleashed more airstrikes in Lebanon, and CBS's Richard Roth along the border says an Israeli blockade is putting on the squeeze.
The country is virtually, effectively shut off. There is a way out and a way in over a tortuous mountain path, but it's very difficult and quite dangerous.
It's estimated there are 25,000 Americans in Lebanon. They've been told to stay put and stay in touch with the U.S. Embassy. Diplomats are trying to lower the temperature in the region.
I'm Cammy McCormick at the U.N. This Security Council meeting has been called at the request of Lebanon, which finds itself at the center of the fighting and wants a ceasefire from Israel and Hezbollah. We've been hearing at this meeting so far from U.N. officials who have expressed concern about civilians caught in the crossfire and trapped by the Israeli blockade of Lebanon and attacks on its roads and bridges.
President Bush has been on the phone, too. Details live from CBS's Peter Mayer in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Long-distance diplomacy from Air Force One, Steve. The president calling the leaders of Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon, seeking some opening, some way to contain and ease the Middle East tensions. In the call to Lebanon's prime minister, Mr. Bush promised to ask Israel to show restraint, but there was no agreement on that Lebanese call for a ceasefire. Lebanon also demands limits to Israeli military operations, but a spokesman says the president won't make decisions for Israel. The Middle East also a major topic for the president's talks here with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Reporting live, Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in St. Petersburg, Russia.
In Iraq, an anti-Israel demonstration in Baghdad. Also in the capital today, a bombing at a Sunni mosque, killing 14 people, and gunmen attacked an Iraqi army checkpoint, killing 12 soldiers. Former CIA officer Valerie Plame said today she decided to sue Vice President Cheney and others because of a whispering campaign to destroy her career.
I would much rather be continuing my career as a public servant than be a plaintiff in a lawsuit. But I feel strongly, and justice demands, that those who acted so harmfully against our national security must answer for their shameful conduct in court.
In the West, wildfires battled in several states, and the worst of it in Southern California, where two fires may come together before too long. CBS's Vince Gonzalez is covering.
Some canyon residents are holding firm, hoping a garden hose might help hold off the flames. But the fear is the Sawtooth Fire, after merging with another smaller blaze, could push into huge stands of tinder dry trees. Trees that are already dead from a massive insect invasion.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 71, the Nasdaq off 10, and oil is trading at just over $77 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. REMAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month-end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The man whose last name is synonymous with beer has been arrested for driving under the influence. Pete Coors, chairman of the Coors Brewing Company, has been busted for DUI. The beer baron cited on May 28th driving home following a wedding celebration. Coors says he and his company continue to advocate responsible drinking. He's just sorry that he did not follow his own advice. A hot haze will hang over Denver today as temperatures are expected to tie a record at 100 degrees. 9 News meteorologist Nick O'Kelly says we could hit 102 tomorrow, and it will remain hot through Tuesday. There is an ozone alert in place today.
Hot and clear summer skies, light to moderate winds, and abundant sunshine may lead to increased ground level ozone concentrations.
The alert from Fort Collins all the way down to Colorado Springs. The best advice is to avoid the hottest point of the day and exercise inside if you can. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just trying to work out a couple of slow spots around town. Leftover volume from this morning, including eastbound C-470 getting across Highlands Ranch and northbound I-25 from 225 up through Yale. Got a late problem out on the east end of town. If you're southbound 225, you'll hit backups approaching Colfax because of an accident just south of Alameda. Most of that activity off to the shoulder. But it is affecting actually both sides of the highway out in that direction.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
That's hot. Okay, and also, I got a question. Do you run your air conditioning anyway? Which is like environmentally wasteful. So your convertible's down and your air is going. Or here's the other thing. How about people who drive around who have convertibles who are so desperate to have a convertible and to be convertibleized that they drive around with their convertibles tops down when it's 65 degrees or 60 degrees outside and it's cold? And they have their tops down.
That's why I'm happy with my good old sunroof. I don't have to worry about those kind of decisions.
Well, I mean, they're not... it's not a decision that's equal to the, Arab-Israeli conflict, but, I mean, it's just me wondering.
Let's go to... What? 60 degrees is more than hot enough, I think, to roll around with your top down.
No, to me, that's too cold.
You know, if it's like 30, 40, 45 degrees, under 50 maybe, but 60, that's awesome weather.
No, 60's too cold. All right, let's go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hi. I was just thinking next time you talk to Aaron O'Neill, you should tell him that instead of calling it I-70, call it J-70.
J-70. You know, I've decided since it's a federal road that there'll be no way that I'll ever have a chance to have it renamed after me. So now I've come up with an alternative plan. You want to hear what my alternative plan is?
Sure.
Okay, my alternative plan is I am routinely victimized by any kind of Colorado Department of Transportation work done on Bellevue. So therefore, I think they should name the Bellevue off-ramp after me and change it to J. Marvin Avenue.
J. Marvin Avenue.
And that could be a state thing, couldn't it?
I think it is.
And so therefore, they could change the Bellevue off-ramp to the J. Marvin off-ramp.
I don't know if you'd want that honor, but I've driven it a few times.
Well, you know, like it's closed now this weekend.
Oh, right.
So I just thought, what the heck, man? Maybe I would try for something a little bit more modest.
Yeah, that might be easier to attain.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll see. If I get Bill Ritter on here to ask him anything during the course of the campaign, I'll hit him up.
That'd be good.
All right, Matt. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
All right. And I'm looking for convertible drivers, too, who want to tell me what that thing is about driving around. I mean, if it's like 101 degrees, would you drive around with your top down today? Should I put my top down today? Or am I asking to be... Am I asking to be parboiled? Let's go to Wiss in Denver. Wiss, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey. I was just listening to these people continuously complaining about the Democrats don't have no plan. And I preface this statement by going back to what Dick Durbin said on the floor, Senate floor. And they made him apologize. He had to apologize because of the Republican Party taking the statement and turning it clear around. The same thing would happen right now if any of these Democrats came out with any kind of plan. The first thing you would know that the Republican Party would turn it around. And not only that, you know, the way this man has treated the United States of America, all these 2,500 soldiers being killed, all of the thousands of Iraq people being killed, all of the thousands of people being messed up all over the world. What do you need a plan for? If you can't see that the man has already messed up the country, we're not liked by nobody. Well, nobody wants to help us. So why do you have to say, well, you got to show me what you're going to do before I vote for you? I vote against the man just because of the dog he is. And why can't they see that? It's really...
Because there's that 23 to 30% who are never going to admit that, and they are never going to give in because they're the core, and they're never going to ever admit that this guy is bad or that he's wrong. And if you pin them down or try to pin them down on it, the best you'll get out of them is excuses.
Yeah, you're right about that because, like, I don't vote because so-and-so don't vote and all that stupid mess. Well, that's all I got. I mean, it just really seemed like to me that I sit up here and I listen to these people make this statement about why don't the Democrats give it. If the Democrats gave out something, just the next thing you would know because the average person gets their news by sound bites. And they don't sit down and try to find out what the whole thing is about before they make up their mind. And that's what would happen to the Democratic Party right now if they came out with, which they came out with plans. You know that, and I know that.
Well, Murtha's redeployment plan has been labeled as cut and run, which is Murtha's redeployment plan is very much like General Casey's drawdown plan. But you don't hear Denny Hastert or any of the Republicans screaming that General Casey wants to cut and run.
Thank you. Now, and back when you hear the statement about that, well, it's not the same. It's this. It's that. They go to talking about how it's much different. From this other guy's stand, which the same thing applies. You're moving people out. It's just that simple. And if these people don't get through their head, that this whole regime, we're going to end up right now, I am on a limited income, and in order to put 10 gallons of gas in my car, it costs me $30.
Well, it's going to cost you a lot more starting today.
What I'm saying is, why people can't see it like that? You know, everybody don't have big money, and everybody don't have...
Well, because I think they do understand that something's wrong. 66% of the people polled by Time Magazine think that there's something wrong. It's just many of them are not sure what it is that's wrong, and they're not sure what to do about it. And that's where we have to go out, and we have to talk to our each individual friends, and we have to deliver the message to them and deliver the message to our neighborhoods about what's wrong and what needs to be done.
Well, I sure hope we do it right because, man, and now to think that after 206, we got to live through another 2 years of this man's problem. And next thing you know, it would be just like you talking about some people want to stop the people from having the moves when they go to these hotels and motels. If this man has his way another 2 years, you will not be able to walk the streets without being searched. And I don't know what it's to me, it's very commonly seen. How can you trust a person that goes in and takes your husband and your brothers and your daughters and all this stuff and stick them off into a wall that was unnecessary, and they come with 2,500 people dead? And you tell me you can go and vote for that? It don't make sense to me. But just like I say, this is my opinion. And
well,
thanks.
All right, Wiss, I appreciate it, man. Call again.
All right.
All right, thank you. I don't know why some people can't see. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I have a comment or a question about Valerie Plame. But first, I have an answer for you.
Yeah.
On the highway. You know, if you remember when you drive to Colorado Springs, and why would we as progressives, but sometimes we have
hey,
to.
Hey, there are progressives in Colorado Springs.
That's true, both of them.
Jay Fawcett's a great man. Vote for him.
That's right. Well, Evergreen used to be in the 5th Congressional District 20 years ago, so, you know, I know got to know the politics down there a little bit. But well, anyway, when you're on I-25 on the way to Colorado Springs, you get to the top of Monument Hill, the El Paso County line, on the right side of the road, there's a sign. Ronald Reagan Highway.
Right.
If you're coming north out of Pueblo, you get to the El Paso County line on the south, Ronald Reagan Highway. I believe that was passed by the El Paso County Commissioners, if I remember reading about this correctly.
So I would have to go to who?
Well, if it's a city, you can go to the city. If it's a rural highway, you can go to the county now, or to the county commissioners. Now, of course, there are federal regulations about signage and the size of signage and the color and all of that. But we could call it the J-Way, although that has other kinds of connotations.
Yeah, it sure does.
Want to stay away from.
It sure does, and I have no chance in front of those elected bodies.
So anyway, some of these things are local control, and some are federal. You know, there's all kinds of federal regulations, I'm sure. But all is not lost about naming the highway.
Well, maybe I'll inquire about it.
About Valerie Plame, I just wonder if there's anybody sitting around the vice president's office today, or, you know, there's 10 other defendants that weren't named.
Right.
There's Scooter Libby, Karl Rove, and the vice president, and 10 other unnamed co-defendants who are still in government. So around these offices today in the executive branch, I wonder if anybody's sitting around going, all right, who was the genius that 10 years ago forced this idea that you can make a member of the executive branch answer to a lawsuit while he's in power? Because of, you know, some people bent out of shape because of Bill Clinton's extramarital indiscretion.
Well, I mean, what they did is coming back to bite them.
Exactly, but I have no sympathy.
I have no sympathy either, but you know what I was thinking about today about this? I was thinking that they're arrogantly sitting around thinking that they're going to, that nothing will come of this and that they'll beat it.
Well, look at what they'll do. They will swift vote the hell out of Ambassador Wilson and Valerie Plame. I mean, they'll blame them for everything from global warming to just imagine what they will throw at them.
Yeah, they will
go back. I mean, if there is any indiscretion, if they had a parking ticket, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
That's the way these people play.
There's no question about that. And the Wilsons have, I think you got to Google Valerie or Joe Wilson. But it's supportwilson.org. They've got a website up. Taking donations for their legal defense fund. It's supportwilson.org.
Well, I'll get on that when I get back into the office.
Yeah, you know, and I'm thinking about giving them some money, too, because I really want to see him take it to the vice president, because he's the one who's responsible for all of this.
Well, these people committed treason.
They did.
You know, I don't care if she worked in the office or not, and I won't bore you with the story because I hear the news, the music coming up. But, I mean, even though she just worked in an office in the CIA, she was still classified as a covert operative.
She was.
Because she had the option to go back to the Middle East where
That's
she
right.
had worked previously.
You got
Have
it.
Have a good weekend, Jay.
Hey, man, stay cool.
Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Bye.
Open phones underway here at 303-713-7600. Oh, John in Littleton has called in convertibles and when to drive them with the top down. So we'll talk to John next and the rest of you, too. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. High today, going to be up to 100 degrees. Oh, great weather to get a flat tire on I-70 and have to get out there and change it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5000 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
You probably have a few questions for Dave Chappelle.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Where's he working?
Well, Sunday night at 9, 8 Central, Comedy Central has a few answers for you. It's all new Chappelle Show, the lost episodes.
I sprinkle diamonds on everything I eat.
Show business will see you now, Mr. Chappelle.
All new Sunday starts Sunday night with Chappelle Show, the lost episodes at 9, 8 Central, followed by a new season of My Dementia, only on Comedy Central.
Ooh-wee! I just heard the magic word!
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
922, 22 minutes after 9. Good morning. High today, 99, mostly sunny. Actually, it's going to be 100 degrees. But you know what? If it turns out to be 99, how are you going to know one way or the other? If it turns out to be 101, how are you going to have any idea? But it's going to be hot today. Well, I want you to know that. It's open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John will answer the question in Littleton about convertibles, when to drive them with a top down. But first, let me talk to my friend Kathy Hazuri from the ACLU, one of my all-time favorite organizations. Mary and I are card-carrying members of the ACLU, and we're proud of it. Kathy, good morning, and welcome to AM 760.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
So the ACLU opposes proof of citizenship for voting?
Yes, we do. There were a couple of bills in the special session and a couple in the regular session. For many of the reasons that you were talking about, people don't have their birth certificates. And Colorado, in order to get an ID in Colorado, you can only use the naturalization papers, the passport, or the birth certificate. And it's expensive to get them. A lot of people, if you don't have your birth certificate, you're unlikely to have a passport. And so it's expensive and it takes a lot of time. And it's our position that that's essentially a poll tax.
Yeah, wouldn't it be unconstitutional, too?
Well, they have, a poll tax would be unconstitutional. I'm not sure whether or not just requiring the ID is unconstitutional, but it certainly has to be something that's easily affordable and easily gotten by most people, or else you're going to be disenfranchising the elderly, low-income, minority populations, and the homeless. I mean, they wouldn't be able to vote because most of them don't have their records.
I knew there was a reason I'm a proud member of the ACLU. I knew there was a reason I'm a proud member of the ACLU.
And we're proud to have you, Jay.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm proud to be a part of it. And we have the Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner coming up. That's September the 30th. And when are those tickets going to go on sale for that?
They're going to go on sale at the end of next week.
All right, and we'll be talking more about that as we start to get closer to the ticket sales time, or after the tickets go on sale. I want to have you on to talk about the dinner and also to plug it, because I'm going to be the night's MC and auctioneer, which
we're so excited.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping I don't wreck the whole event.
I don't think so.
All right,
I'm just looking for fun.
Kathy, plug your local website, and I urge people to join the ACLU. We need to band together now more than ever. So if people want to join the Colorado ACLU, where do they go?
They go to www.coloradoaclu.org.
All right. Kathy, I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Jay.
All right, there's the ACLU. Go to the local, just Google Colorado ACLU, and it'll come up. And I'm a proud member of the ACLU, and you ought to be, too. All right, now let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. What about it, John? When do you drive around with a convertible top?
Anytime.
Even when it's 101 out?
Even when it's 101, I put the top down, and basically during the summer, I keep it down. On the thing, I don't find it gets hot because the engine's in the rear.
Yeah, but let me ask you something, ma'am. Do you run the air conditioning at the same time?
I don't have air conditioning in my thing. There is no air conditioning.
Well, that's right. In the thing, there is no air conditioning.
That's right. And most of the Volkswagens I've only had through the years, I've only had one Volkswagen that ever had an air conditioner in it, and it wasn't worth much. The majority of the time, I think the placement of the engine has a lot to do with how hot it gets. But I do wear a hat.
Oh, yeah, because of the sun, right?
That's right.
Well, I want to know if people who have cars that are convertible, that have air conditioning, if they run their air conditioning along with having the top down.
I think they do, because my daughter, even on her sunroof, she'll open up her sunroof and run her air conditioner.
Now, you know what? That's energy inefficiency, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. But she does it anyway.
But good God Almighty, when it's 100 degrees out there, man?
It doesn't seem to bother me. With the air blowing through and stuff, it doesn't seem to bother me
at
all.
Yeah, until you get stuck on I-70 when there's bad traffic and you're stuck bumper to bumper and it's 100 degrees out and you're stuck with the top down.
Well, you still have some breeze coming through, regardless.
That'll get ugly.
Yeah, it could, I guess, but I haven't really noticed it.
All right, well, maybe you're a stronger man than I am.
And well, I'm not a redhead. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'm not a redhead either, but maybe you're a stronger man than I am. Maybe you can take more than I can.
I guess so, but being raised in South Texas, and I'm not fair-skinned at all, I got the darker skin, and it doesn't seem to bother me for some reason.
Well, like I said, maybe you're just a stronger man than I am, pal.
I don't know about that. But anyway, I want to weigh in on one more thing.
Sure.
I'm disappointed in Salazar also. I voted for him. I pushed for him in the Democratic Party, and I am just disgusted with him. So,
well, maybe we'll get a more progressive candidate to run against him when his term comes up.
I hope so, because we need someone in there that's going to help the people out that that put him in office in the first place. He's just too much in the Bush's pockets.
Yeah, well, I think he makes bad votes. You know, there's no question about it. And this thing with Lieberman, it really is unacceptable about the idea that he would support Lieberman,
right,
even if Lieberman were to lose the Democratic primary, which he probably won't to Ned Lamont, but on August the 8th. But, you know, if it happens, you know, Lieberman should step aside and should be loyal to the party. And but Joe Lieberman cares only about himself.
You bet. I heard those interviews yesterday on Big Ed, and Ned Lamont and Lieberman was on there, and he came across just that way. You know,
yeah.
I'm the incumbent. I'm going to be the incumbent. I'm here to stay, and
yeah,
I'm going to do this regardless of what the people of Connecticut want.
Yeah, well, his organization that has petitions is Lieberman for Connecticut, so naturally he has to put his name first, you know?
Uh-huh. The other thing I want to weigh in on, I want to throw out something to you and see what you think about it, is the war with Israel and Lebanon and all
right,
this stuff going on
with Hamas
and all this,
yeah,
thing, yep, and Syria and all this stuff
and Hezbollah,
right, and India being bombed and finding out that it came from the folks in Palestine who you know, the terrorists came from there, which, you know, they're supposed to be on our side. But anyway, what do you think about, I mean, in the Bush administration, this is what gets me going here. The Bush administration is supporting Israel, but not willing to do anything else to help resolve the issue over there.
I think they're wrong.
You know, yeah, I do too. But I think they're doing it on purpose. Because what if World War III was to break out with Korea, Japan, the Palestinians, Lebanon, Syria, Israel? What if that was to break out? And then who would we have for a president until the war ends?
No, I don't think that's the reason. I think the reason that they're not involved more in the Israeli-Palestinian problems is because they're tied up and fixated with Iraq and because they're incompetent. John, I got to run. Thank
okay,
you, man. Appreciate it.
Love you, man.
All right, love you too. Take care.
Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Okay, I'm still looking for a convertible driver who has air conditioning. I'm looking for that. And if we can talk about anything else you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the Middle East, we certainly can get into that. Because I believe that the administration is hung up on Iraq. They're stuck with Iraq. They got their plate full. They've also got North Korea. They've also got Iran. And they've been an absent player, more or less, in the Palestinian-Israeli question. And now look at it. I mean, all this bombing of Beirut and all this bombing of Lebanon and going on over there. And gas, by the way, is going up today. So get used to higher gas prices, because it starts today. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. 931, 29 minutes in front of 10. All right, Aaron, here's my idea.
Okay.
Since I-70 is a federal road,
uh-huh,
probably, although a guy said I could go to a county commissioner and try there. But since I have, since I'm regularly victimized by the continuing shutdown of Bellevue by the Colorado Department of Transportation, I could get the governor to change, maybe get the governor to change Bellevue to Jay Way.
I think that's fair.
Don't you think, considering Bellevue is shut again all weekend?
Yeah, can you believe it? It started actually last night, and they aren't going to open it up until Monday morning. Repaving it, I guess, is what they're going to be doing down there. So you can't use that exit ramp. You'll have to use either Hamden or Orchard a little further south. And southbound 225, where you're able to access Bellevue, that's not going to happen either.
Oh, man.
So if you're southbound 225, you have to get off at DTC and go over to Bellevue. So a little bit of a pain for the weekend, but we'll make it through it. We were trying to get things back to normal from the highways here, but we have a late problem. Sounds like a bus may have rolled on its side eastbound Highway 36 at Foothills. So that will definitely impact that drive leaving or coming into the Boulder area. Keep that in mind. Northbound I-25 still kind of heavy from Hamden getting up past Yale. Southbound I-25 is loosened up nicely getting across downtown. We also had that late crash southbound 225 after Alameda. All that activity off to the shoulder and median area. Still slowing up both sides of the highway there. Another look at your weather for today. Hot and sunny and record highs right around 100 degrees. We warmed up to 79 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. With Dodge, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyer.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
I know I'm going to be comforted and supported better than ever, because Air doesn't have those uncomfortable pressure points like old-fashioned metal coil mattresses. No more poking and prodding from uncomfortable springs. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology. Adjustable air chambers allow both of you to set each side of the bed to the exact setting you like. Now, my Sleep Number usually is around like 75 or 80, somewhere around in that area. Sometimes I change it depending on how I feel. And Mary sets hers totally and completely different because she likes it a lot firmer. And here's something that the Sleep Number bed, Select Comfort, here's something they do which I think is really cool. You get a 30-night in-home trial to see what the bed feels like in your own home. That's much better than having to make a 10-minute decision on a showroom floor with somebody, you know, leaning over you going, well, do you like the bed? Do you like the bed? Because this is something you're going to have to live with for years and years and years. So they give you a 30-night home trial. If you don't like the bed, then you just send it back. So if you've ever considered getting a new mattress, if you've thought about getting a new mattress recently, you got to stop by and you got to see the Select Comfort store to see the Sleep Number bed before you shop anywhere else. And there are Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Belmar Mall and also the Flatirons Crossing. So get by, check the bed out today. You know what? You're going to love it, just like Mary and I love it.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability. Not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
9:38. 30 minutes past the hour. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 100 degrees. And it's open phones. Let me get back to the telephones. And here's Brian, who maybe has an answer for my convertible question. Brian, you're on AM 760. What's up?
Well, hi. I heard you talking about the convertible issue.
Right.
I thought that was kind of funny with all the seriousness of all the current world events that convertibles are in the news.
You know, well, you got to talk about something else every once in a while, you know?
Well, it lightens it up. Quite a bit. which is a good thing. I think that's a good thing, because I do. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on that I think talking about convertibles is a pleasant break.
Yeah, I think so, too. So the question is, if you have the convertible down on a 100-degree day, do you run the air conditioning at the same time?
Well, I'd have to say that I don't have my top down if it's going to be that hot.
Yeah, so you're like me, man. I'm not going to put my top down either.
And will you have a convertible, too?
Yeah, I've got a convertible.
Okay, well, yeah, and I love my convertible, but I like to have it. I mean, if it's, I would say that, you know, somewhere in the, anywhere from, if it's going to be in the 60s, well, then I'll put a jacket on, I suppose. But typically speaking, I mean, I really like the evenings when it gets that warm, and or, I mean, anywhere, I guess the temperature range would be between the 70s or 60s and 80s.
Yeah, I'm about the same way.
Yeah, and I think you're right that if somebody did have their top down and their air conditioning going, especially if you're moving, it's just all going to blow right out of your car anyway. I don't know if you're going to feel any of it or not.
You know what? That's energy inefficiency. And then on top of that, man, gasoline is preparing to go up again over $3 a gallon. So good luck in burning up all that energy driving around. And then, like, you know, the worst thing about having your top down when it's 100 degrees out, okay, so you're on I-70 and you're stuck in a traffic jam, and your poor engine, man, as you're running your air conditioner, and it's trying its hardest to cool down the car, and you've got the top down on top of it, and you're boiling out there, and the whole thing is just a mess. Just leave the top up, for God's sakes.
Well, and I would think, do you really think that there's people that do that?
I don't know. I was wondering. I don't know. That's why I ask. I mean, I think one of the luxuries of being a talk show host is that every once in a while, I mean, you can get on and ask, you know, questions like this and see if somebody calls up and answers it.
Because for my personal opinion, yeah, I just can't see why anybody would do that. And you're right, if you're stuck in traffic or something, you're just going to bake. It's just going to cook you.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, like, really ugly. I'm going to tell you, this happened to me. This is a real true story. I drove from here to Boulder with my top down on a really hot day. This was a couple of weeks ago. To my doctor. And I'm in the waiting room, okay. So then I go in, because I always, like, arrive, like, 5 minutes before my appointment. And, you know, the nurse goes through the whole thing. They weigh you. And, of course, with me, there's always disappointing news. And then it's like, okay, take your temperature. And my temperature turned out to be 1 degree hotter. And the doctor comes in, and she says, you can't be sick again. Because, you know, like, I'm sick, like, every other week, right? And I said, well, I don't feel sick. What makes you think that I'm sick? And she said, well, you got a temperature. And I said, no, I drove here with my convertible top down, and I've been out in the sun, and my body's just warm.
You say, well, you don't understand. You see, I have a convertible.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot, and instead of having the top up, I'm a moron, and I drove with the top down, and, you know, that's why I'm burnt from head to toe. You know, the top of my head is burned up, and so are my arms, and I was a degree hotter. You know, duh. Hello.
There is a responsibility that comes from owning a convertible.
That's exactly. Well, you know, listen, I mean, you know what? We're sitting here laughing about this, but I bet you if we called up, like, you know, the American Medical Association or something, they would probably tell us, you know, that there is a responsibility. And then on top of that, I'm sure, you know, environmentally, you know, global warming and everything else, okay, like, you got to be a real... You got to be a real pig to drive around with your top down on a 100-degree day running the air conditioning at the same time.
I agree with you 1,000%. By the way, I just took a little weather quiz test thing on the Internet, and there are more deaths related to heat.
Oh, yeah.
Heat increases. And this was over tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons, lightning strikes, heat-related deaths are way above all the others.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a thing on, well, I'm sort of telling you how old I am, but I saw a thing on Hill Street Blues where one of the detectives was talking to their mom.
Right.
And he was talking about the fact that they were going through a major heat wave. There was an electrical problem to where his mom didn't have her swamp cooler going on. So she was just really getting hot. And what he basically told her was, he said, fill your tub up with some cool water and just climb into your bathtub. And I guess evidently that works pretty well.
I've done it before.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, that's something that until I saw that, I mean, I hadn't thought of that.
I've done it before when there had been a power failure and the air conditioning's gone out and then the house is heated up. I've done it before.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, turn the radio on and pretend you're at the beach.
Exactly right.
It's a cheap. You know, and then
put
you don't
your
have
sunglasses on. You know.
Yeah, you don't have to even go out, man. There's no problem. Nobody's going to kick sand in your face.
That's right. You're safe.
All right, Brian. Thanks, man.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Yeah, you're safe there. No. There's no bully on the beach is going to like beat you up. So you're totally safe. I've done that before. I have. I admit to it. With a fan going, I admit to it. When the air conditioning in the building has gone out. Oh, that reminds me of this once when I was working at this radio station. The air conditioning went out because the power went out, and they fired up the emergency power. And what did the air conditioning do? The air conditioning sucked diesel fumes into the studio. Yeah, that was pretty good. I got a good buzz off of that. Bad headache for 2 days. 9:44, 60 minutes.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network. At troubleshooter.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE. 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Professional Auto Body. 561-FREE.
Was your fun. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Here are some money-saving travel tips from the experts at discount travel site, Hotwire.com.
If time, money, or a bit of both is stopping you from taking a vacation, there's hope. Consider taking a trip close to home. You can relax, enjoy yourself, and save time and money. Pamper yourself by checking into a local four-star hotel where you can enjoy luxurious amenities. And you won't waste a single vacation moment waiting in airports. Even better, you'll pay rock-bottom prices for a four-star experience. This is also a great way to extend the fun around local events, from street fairs and sporting events to concerts. If you're finding that weddings and reunions are eating up all your vacation time, turn an obligation into a mini-vacation. Stay overnight at a hotel in town after the event. Not only will you be able to relax, you'll get more for your dollar with Hotwire.com, where you can find four-star hotels at two-star prices.
For more money-saving travel tips, visit the experts at Hotwire.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 100 degrees. Open phones, back on the phones, and we go to Mara in Inglewood. Mara, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Mara. Once, twice, three times, a lady. Okay. Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Tim.
I didn't call about the convertible thing, but I do have a Ford Mustang convertible. And I got to say, I don't agree that, people that drive around with their air conditioning on and the top down are pigs. Air conditioning only lowers your gas mileage by about a mile per gallon.
Yeah, man, but I mean, that's a mile you could use at this expense.
Yeah, you can get that by driving slower, too. So, I mean, it's a pretty complicated thing, and people don't even need to drive most of the time when they're driving in a convertible.
So. All right, so let me ask you something. Do you drive around with your convertible top down and your air conditioning going?
You know, most of the time I have the top on, but every now and then I'll put the top down, I'll put on my AC to max, and I'll drive from Boulder up to the mountains. And about Estes, I turn off my air conditioning, and I enjoy a beautiful view. And, you know, it's a total waste of energy, and it's a luxury, but I think people can afford to have a few luxuries in life.
All right, I'll go along with that.
All right. The real thing I called about was, it seems like everybody is so afraid of offending religion. And I wonder what happened to the idea that Thomas Locke and a lot of people had when they started this country, which I think is common sense. Why can't people keep religion to themselves and then let politics be secular? I don't understand.
Well, I agree. You know, I agree with that, and I think one of the things is, and I've done shows on it, is about the idea that there is a religious that there are religious progressives out there, that they don't get the same play that the right wing religious group gets. But I think that, you know, you can talk about religious progressives and acknowledge them, but I think it's also important for us to point out that as progressives, we are for people being able to have their own beliefs, having their own belief system, and living their own lives in freedom of expression and thought, where those on the right wing are absolutely the opposite. And they want their religious beliefs to be everybody's religious beliefs.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think, you know, actually, religious right, people will think that atheists are bad. And you know, the thing is, I really think this nation was founded on everybody. Is that you can are allowed to do anything you want, but you're not allowed to harm anybody else. And, you know, if we had a consistent foreign policy like that, we had a consistent message like that, you know, Europe would go along with that. They already believe like that. China believes like that. We could do a lot to defuse Muslims and Jews.
Well,
and,
I don't know if I go along with that. I don't know if I go along with the idea that China believes like that. I think China believes what's best for China's self-interest.
But China's against religion. I mean, I'm not saying they're a great country, but they do understand that religion
But I think the beauty of America is you don't have to be for it or against it. The idea is that you're free to believe as you wish, and the difference between progressives being open-minded and the right wing and the GOP is they want everybody to believe as they believe. So in other words, you have to accept what they believe, and that's why they have these, you know, drives to put the Ten Commandments on public structures and they want to get into all of this stuff and you know, James Dobson and Focus on the Family wants to get into your hotel room and make sure that you can't see those dirty adult movies. When it's not James Dobson and Focus on the Family's business, what I do behind a locked door, as long as I'm not breaking the law and hurting anybody.
Yep. You know, we just took over a country and installed a constitution, which is a theocracy, a Muslim theocracy. And, you know, we're just not... Our foreign policy is just drifted. I think we used to stand for all the things you're talking about, and now we're just about as crazy as all the rest of the religious countries that go and attack each other.
Well, I think I think our foreign policy is definitely irrational.
Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Bye.
Appreciate it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Dave, you there? Dave once. Dave twice. No Dave. Did he go away? Or did the phone just fail? He went away. All right, we got all open lines here at 303-713-7600. By the way, the Prime Minister of Lebanon has begged George W. Bush to broker a ceasefire in the Middle East. And so far, no answer from the White House. No answer whatsoever. Let's go to John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to weigh in on Joe Lieberman.
Sure, go ahead.
First of all, let's go back to 95 when the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission was trying to put in stricter accounting rules. Well, Lieberman was one of the key blockers of that move.
That's right.
And that also, along with Joe Biden and the group of little senators right around there, Connecticut, Delaware, because those are corporate centers.
Yep, that's exactly what you're saying. You're exactly
Biden was
true.
In there and a couple of others, key dissenters on the Democratic side.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and at any rate, and it seems pretty obvious about Lieberman that anything that's whatever was good for Israel is, you know, good for our foreign policy.
Yeah, that's you know what? And I'll tell you what he's done. What he's done is he's turned around, and anybody who criticizes that stance, particularly if you're Jewish, he turns around and plays that card and claims that you're not Jewish enough and that he hints at anti-Semitism because there are Jews like myself who do not support what's currently Israel is currently doing and what's going on currently in the Middle East and the treatment of the Palestinians.
Oh, actually, you never see this quoted, but about half of Israel doesn't support the government's harassment and disenfranchisement of Palestinians.
Yeah,
it's right at 50%, which I found really shocking, very surprising.
That is shocking.
But half the population over there doesn't go along with the government's actions. So just six. Bad situation. Also, this all feeds back into, my contention that, the Democratic Party is so compromised that, and again, this is why we don't have elections.
Well, I think it is compromised, but I think it's getting better because I think you're getting more and more people who are on the netroots and the grassroots level who are now starting to band together and are starting to get involved. And, you're starting to see them take more of an active role. I mean, after all, Lieberman is, for the first time now, as a challenger, Ned Lamont, in the Democratic primary. You've got some very, very progressive candidates running here in the state of Colorado, and also some pretty progressive candidates running across the country. And things are changing in the Democratic Party, but they are not going to change overnight. That's the whole thing. It's not going to happen overnight because it didn't happen this way overnight,
Well, here again, obviously, everybody's pretty much aware that the money all comes from the same place, and that's from, the super rich and the corporations.
Well, that's why we need public financing. But what you're beginning to see now is you're beginning to see the netroots people start to raise money, and they're able to take, candidates like Ned Lamont and give them and Bill Winter and others and give them an infusion of cash.
Now, let's hope so.
Well, no, because, look, figure it out. I've said this on the air many times. If you and I and everybody who's listening to this show get together and we give Bill Winter, I'm just using him as an example, we give Bill Winter or whoever it is that you want to support, Angie Piccioni or Peggy Lamb or whoever it is, if we give them $25, if we all band together and give them $25, that's a lot of real money, and it's a lot of real money that they don't have to go to a corporation to go get.
That's right.
And Howard Dean proved that when he ran for the presidency because he raised all of his money off the Internet.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that the trend continues because long as the corporations are doing the funding, then these people are essentially they're just fronts for the corporation and the corporate interest.
I agree, and that's why we need public financing of elections.
That's right.
I'm 100% with you, man. Glad you called.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let me go to Jill in Aurora. Jill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
Hey. Yeah, I drove a convertible in three different states for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I always had the top down.
Did you run the air conditioning?
Not in the heat, but I did run the heater in the winter time with the top down.
Well, that makes sense. But you wouldn't would you drive around with the top down on a 100-degree day?
Yeah. Definitely.
Isn't that hot?
Yeah, it was hot. But I would rather be hot with the top down than hot with the top up.
All right, well, I'll take that under advisement. Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, talk to you later. That's it for tonight, today, and we'll be back on Monday morning starting at 6 a.m. here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you want to help the Wilsons in their law support, in their lawsuit against Dick Cheney, go to wilsonsupport.org. Have a great weekend.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Company, call 303-36.
He's breaking records.
It ain't just about winning a race.